You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Welcome to the funniest podcast on the planet Earth.
This is going to be a clusterfuck.
This podcast has no rules.
Talking to the mic, asshole.
I'm sure I've already said, should I regret?
Can I get a microphone?
No! What the fuck?
I always try to keep it like a comic hang. I have a bunch of guys on. It's just us sitting down and yapping. Sometimes it's hilarious. Sometimes it's intense. No topics. No directions. I love doing it.
Don't play both sides of the coin.
That's how a host does, you motherfucker.
I'm honored that you think my podcast is popular enough where I might affect somebody's life.
You never know.
It's Robert Kelly's You Know What Do podcast on riotcast.com.
Okay, this is the way the show opens now. We allow people to roll in, and that's it. And it's us, and we talk about shit and what's going on, about last week. We do all the promos right up front. You don't like it?
People like it, Bob. People think it's very lean. It's very streamlined now.
Well, people love the show. There's a couple people that don't. Right,
well,
there's
they
one
can go
guy.
Fuck themselves.
Well, nothing go fuck themselves.
They have to. They don't have a choice.
Well, they can not. I just want you to stop listening to the show. I want you to move on. I want you to go to another show that opens the way you like, and then go fuck your mother.
Who complains about how a show opens?
The biggest cunt in the world. I don't know, but who complains about how a show opens to the person who? I mean, I couldn't even imagine just being like,
fuck us for having ideas, taking chances,
exactly.
Yeah.
Go fuck yourselves. Anyways, what's up, guys?
What's up?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I am fat.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I fell off the wagon, but
Uh-oh.
Yep. I don't like you say uh-oh. Like,
like gravity doesn't affect you.
Wait, we didn't have another bagel in the trash moment, did
No, we did not,
okay.
But we've just been eating bagels. No.
I forgot about that, the bagel in the trash.
Oh, I got a nice fan art about that this week.
You did?
Yeah, it didn't come. Half of it came through. He's got to resend it. Yeah, it was. I'm back on today, though. Let's just say today is all we have. Yesterday is history. Tomorrow is a mystery. All we have is today. And that's the way I live my life. Enjoy your life today. Today I ate well. I ate great.
But no one cares about that. How did you fall off the wagon?
Well, you got a point.
Yeah.
That is boring.
Yeah.
Success is boring. I just, you know, the bagel. I mean, it's Christmas. Fuck me.
Yeah.
Christmas, fuck me.
Yeah.
I never got it together after. And this week I went home to my mother's and I ate. Let me tell you something. I knew I was in trouble at 1:30 in the morning by myself with a bag of cheese curls.
Ooh.
And a diet ginger ale.
That's not
I
bad.
Love ginger ale.
Diet?
No, ginger ale's packed with
first
sugar.
First of all,
that's a bad combo taste wise.
It's not for me. Oh my God. I've never loved a cheese curl in my life. We ate so much shit food, but I'm back today.
Okay.
And I installed my treadmill. I put my treadmills
really?
All set up from Yowzer. The people, hey, if you want a great treadmill, go to Yowzer. They hooked me up.
Nice.
They got great treadmills that fold straight up. And go the fuck away.
That's awesome.
I got a cousin with one of those. He just hangs his clothes off it now.
Well, I've been hanging jackets off it for 3 years since I moved in. But it's installed,
nice.
And I'm going to use it tonight.
That's awesome.
When I get home.
You know what you got to do? You got to put like a hot, sexy picture.
Of what?
Sexy Bob right in front of you.
I don't want to see that. I'll never get back to that. That's because I don't have hair. I can't get back. That's like unattainable.
Wow.
You know, just I'll put a picture of Vince D'Onofrio, like when he's thin.
Yeah,
that's my goal. Vince D'Onofrio at medium fat is my goal. Anyways, what do we got? Talk to me. Talk to the fans. Talk to these people.
Let's do some good fan, bad.
Yes.
Well, we got to do promotions first.
Oh,
first of all, every week people subscribe. Now, I know people are bitching. I had a couple guys, dude, it's slower. The app stinks. I get the fucking... Then unsubscribe, fuckface. I don't know what to tell you. You bitch at me like things are going to change. It's not going to change. You subscribed. You didn't like it. Go back. The shows are free, you fucking mook. 10 episodes always free for people that don't want to do it, that can't afford it. I'm here for you, baby. But the people that want to support this show, it's $1.99 a month. Download the app. It's free. Mm-hmm. The app works fine for me and everybody else. And hundreds and hundreds, actually, you know, a lot of people, thousands of people, it works fine for.
Right.
So subscribe, review. okay? But also download the app, iTunes and Android. Become a member. That's it. It's easy. It's easy as pie. Anything we do that's extra goes behind the paywall. You get the first free ten free. And then every other show, over 300 something shows are behind the paywall. Mm-hmm. You want to go back, you're going on vacation, you're in a car, whatever. Go back and listen to the fucking first episode if you want. Only premium members. So do that. What else?
A couple of other things. Use your Amazon link for all your purchases.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if you, I go to Amazon 9 times a day.
Yeah,
I ordered a fart gun, two of them yesterday.
A really? Fart gun?
Oh my God, I want one.
Yeah, from Despicable Me. They're fart guns.
Cool.
Yeah, they're, I love it. It's a gun that goes.
Sweet. You can do that. And, you
I'm
can
sorry, mature Deepu.
Yeah.
I'm a very mature guy, very classy. Yeah,
a fart doesn't make you laugh.
I want a queef gun.
Oh, God.
I farted on my girlfriend.
You have one.
Last
it's, called, it's in between your legs.
I farted on my girlfriend last night, first time.
Well, did you laugh?
No.
Did she?
She was asleep.
Oh, good. Well, what a weirdo.
Yeah.
Well, I had a nice bubble building up, you know?
Yeah.
And I thought, like, do I turn around? Do I get out of bed? And no. Let this go.
Wait, how many months have you been with her?
Three months.
Yeah, really? Right.
What nationality is she?
She is. I don't want to say because I don't want the fans, your lovely fans, going after her. And
they're your fans too.
Yeah, and well, some of them are bad fans.
Fuck them. How are they gonna know who she is?
If
by
I
her
say
race?
The race, it'll narrow it down pretty quick.
Really?
Dude,
yeah. It's
no.
one of those. It's an obscure one.
What color hair does she have?
Blue.
Oh my God!
So she,
yeah,
she
she's
hates
the
her
chick
parents.
From she's the chick from she, the Fifth Element.
She hates her parents.
Lilu, I love.
How
Lilu.
Do you know what a? How do you get that reference? Because you've been home.
Because I masturbated Bruce Willis.
Oh
I'm
my God!
Nice.
Anyways, all right. So what else do we got?
Be sure to follow us on all our social media outlets. Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Lauren's doing a great job with that. Lots of great
you
content
right.
throughout
yeah,
the week.
Great
yeah.
content.
Twitter, Facebook,
yeah,
all that
doing
good stuff.
Great.
I believe we can start with some good fan, bad fan.
Let's do good fan, bad fan. Let's hear it. Everybody, you don't know what this is. This is where we take some good stuff from fans and bad comments from fans, and we let you hear them, and then we absorb them. So let's start with, what are we starting with first, a good fan or a bad fan?
Well, we
fan?
Got our segment cue. So
okay, here we go.
Good fan. Bad fan.
Wow.
Our first good fan.
Listen, wow,
if
good
you
fan.
Don't get the fucking irony in that production, the value of that, you are just a dumb person.
Someone will complain.
Go ahead.
Our first.
Your awfulness is addictive.
I know.
It really is.
I
God
can't
bless
stop.
You.
I can't stop. Our first. Our first good fan.
I feel weird. I don't even know what I feel like.
I just right like now. To just make crap and just throw it out there.
Buddy, I love it. It's just terrible and it's just beautiful. It's just so it goes through terrible to the other side. It comes right through. Go ahead.
Our first good fan is Mac Morris. It's about last week's episode. He says Yami always brightens up the room.
Yami does. I love a Yam. Yami, you know, Keith Robinson's the one. You got to get Yamanika on. And I was like, oh, Jesus, you know, what's going on? Yamanika, she is one of my favorite guests. Mm-hmm. She comes on. She lets people talk. She's got her own thing going on.
I think she should be a regular here every week.
She's great. I follow her
I would love for her to be a regular, but I don't know if we do regulars anymore because, you know, the business people take off so fast now.
That's true.
She's a regular on this show. She'll have her own fucking show on Sirius next week and fucking $500,000 a year.
Oh, boy.
What am I, Nick DePaul?
Our first bad fan has a different opinion of last week's episode. He says last week's lineup was a panel of cucks.
Cucks?
Yeah, that's a very popular term these days.
I wonder what network they're into. Dude, fuck you. First of all, you're a hack for using the word cuck.
It is hacky at this point.
Yeah, it's just hacky.
And it's weird. Oh, you're a bad person because you like to watch someone bang your wife in front of you? There's nothing wrong with that.
What? I don't understand. Cucks? Oh.
Is that like, what it is?
Cuck is the guy that sits on the couch and lets someone else
no,
bang
I know,
their
but
chick.
Is he calling us real cucks or is he calling us that, you know, fucking conservative cuck?
That might be it. Might be a conservative thing. Might I think calling us pussies. Or
I think he might be talking political, not the porn talk. I think this, okay. I would like to know what he's talking about. I think he's calling us the political, whatever. I don't know, even know what the fuck, you know, it's just, you know, somebody said that. I think it was McGinn, what was his name? Gavin probably said that, and then they picked up on it.
Easy, let's not anger those people.
Who, Gavin?
Yeah, Gavin and his crew.
Oh, fuck off. I love Gavin.
I'm scared of everybody.
No, don't be. Gavin's look, man, I think Gavin's hilarious, and his show is fucking great. And and
but he brings out a certain kind of crowd.
Of course he does, but he's, look, man, I've watched his stuff on YouTube, and he is fucking funny. Mm-hmm. He goes on, and he has a strong opinion, whether you agree with him or not, and I don't agree with everything he fucking says, but he's trying to be funny in a lot of stuff, and it's ridiculous, and it's really risky humor, and he went on, I think, Greg Gutfeld's show as a totally different person. I think it was like some fucking liberal guy or something, and he stayed in it, and it was making me laugh, so... Go fuck yourself with the cucks. All right, yeah, good, whatever.
Our second good fan is a comment by Don John. He says, I like the new camera on Lauren.
Oh, thanks,
during
Don
the pre-show.
John.
Of course, and that, I mean, can I give credit?
To yourself?
No, I will give credit to, it is me, I said it, but I would say Jim Serpico, who watches the show and is a fan of the show, but he also likes, you know, if something's up or he sees something, he's like, you should have Lauren on, because she's a pretty girl, she's got something to say, and and really, it's just, she's pretty. She says nothing. He just wanted to look at a girl while he's watching the show instead of a fucking Hindu and a fatso. But and she's nice from far, but far from nice. I wish these cameras were a little closer. You'd know why we had the camera off her. But anyways, yeah, good for you. Yep. Ding ding ding. Well, oh, that makes me feel good.
What a great comment. Our first. Our second.
I'll take what I can get.
Ruined by Deepu's passive aggressiveness.
Our second bad fan is a YouTube a iTunes comment.
Yeah.
A JMurrow256
yeah.
gives it a 2-star review and says, this is a weird podcast. And that's it. You know, coming into this podcast, just, you know, if you just came across this podcast, it could be found to be strange.
Yeah, I know, but here's the thing with, okay.
Why leave that kind of review?
But if I went into a restaurant and it was a weird restaurant, I wouldn't leave it a 2-star review on Yelp. No. You know what I mean? If I went in and the service sucked and they were rude to me and I fucking hated the place.
That's a review.
Yeah. That's a review. Yeah. But if you go in and it's like, oh, this is a weird thing. I mean, just leave. You know what I mean? But I mean, here it is. This is the world we live in. You got to... You know,
everyone's gonna have an opinion.
Well, I mean, you don't have to. I'm looking at you right. Look at me. You don't have to. You can just leave. You can just take off. But there you go. We're a good fan, bad fan. If we didn't have 2-star reviews on iTunes, because some guy was like, "Oh, this is confuses me. This isn't what I usually like." Ugh.
That's like giving math a 2-star review because you failed a test. I'll just take the bomb, Dana.
Okay.
I don't even know where it is. Where is it?
I think it's up my ass. Oh, here
you have it already. See, that's God. That's God's work.
Oh, so Bob, I had this idea for a segment. Since you can be a kind of a tempestuous individual.
And what does that mean?
Angry.
Thank you.
I'm confused.
That actually made me. That made me. Dummy.
Yeah, the 3 levels of stupid in this room right now.
Yeah. There's
not stupid.
No,
sort
no,
of.
No, and fuck then, you. You're personally stupid. Yeah. You're sociably fucking sociably dummy.
I'll take it.
You got just straight up dumb, and then borderline mentally fucking.
Unstable.
Mentally retarded.
So I figured, you know, since you can be agitated at times, why not? sorry,
go ahead.
Shit.
Why not? You know, try and take a chance and think about who we are mad at this week.
Yeah.
So I thought of a segment. Yeah. Shake, slap, kill. Let's play the sound.
Well, like murder. What is it? Murder.
Fuck, marry, kill.
Fuck, marry,
fuck,
kill.
Marry, kill. Let's do.
This is shake, slap, murder.
Yeah. All right. Hold on 1 second.
And now it's time for slap, shake, kill.
Slap, shake. I fucking love it. I love it.
Okay, so who should go first?
You want me to go first?
Yeah, you go first.
Yeah, okay. Lauren, if you got something, who would you slap? Who would you shake?
I would murder.
Oh, there you go. We're all going. We're just all going right to murder.
Murder. when people tell you to smile, I fucking hate
Ooh,
that.
Ooh, yes.
Yeah, like smile. You're a pretty girl. You should smile. I'm going to murder you.
That's usually some fucking older Italian guy.
Yeah.
Hey, you should smile more. Baby. You're pretty. Yeah. And then suck on my dick. Yeah, fuck them.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I agree with you. Don't tell me how to feel.
Yeah, I hate that.
I hate that. I hate it. I hate advice.
Yeah.
To make their life better. They just want their life to be better.
Right.
They don't want to look at your shitty mug.
Yeah.
So they want you to fuck off. You're right. I don't know if you'd murder them. I might be a shack or a slap. Was a slap or shake? But murder. Okay, you psycho. Go ahead.
It's happened enough.
All right,
I'm at my limit.
What about you?
Who would I murder?
Yeah.
I would murder the guy at parties who's showing off that his phone is waterproof.
Okay.
He always just like drops it in the punch bowl.
Oh god.
And then fishes it out with his hands like, "Hey, look, it still works." Fuck that guy.
I would murder him too. I hope he gets murdered. Yes. That's a good one. I wouldn't even think of that, but that would really infuriate me.
You're so into tech and you just want to be above it.
Oh god. I would murder anybody who owns a BMW.
Ooh,
I think if you have a BMW, it's 99.9% you are a fucking douchebag. Douchebag. You should be murdered. I fucking hate you. First of all, for buying, just get a Mercedes, all right? Or an Audi. Nobody fucking...
Yeah,
BMWs suck.
And they're born from Nazis anyway, so...
Well, I don't care about that part. It's a, you know, they make great shit, but they're fucking assholes. I hate them. I hate them. Because they're always cutting you off. They're always trying to get ahead of you. They're always fucking being douchebags on the road. They're flying, putting people's lives at risk because he's in... I'm in a Beamer, and it can fuck you. Beamers stink. It's the fucking cousin of the Saab. And those fucking assholes suck. Those ski families that own Saabs. That's a Vermont fuckface car. If you have a Saab, you're a douchebag. Fucking asshole.
Who would we slap?
Slap? I'll fuck. You know what I'm going to slap?
Who would you slap?
Is it Shake? A slap. I'll slap. I'll slap. I'll tell you who I'm going to slap. These fucking parents on Facebook who film their kids being hurt for shits and giggles.
Yes.
Stop it. Mm-hmm. Stop fucking videotaping your kid's life. Put the camera down and don't show me. I don't fucking know you. I don't want to see your kid get hurt.
It's just their last ditch effort at fame.
That's I fucking hate them.
All about themselves.
Oh, some fucking, you know, one of these big exercise balls gets kicked and the fucking right into the little baby's face and he goes flying. His legs go fucking up. Now he's traumatized of balls for the rest of his life. Can't go to the circus. Can't fucking get balloons.
Mm. So do you have a problem with like America's Funniest Home Videos in general?
I have a problem with people getting hurt. I don't like watching those videos. I really don't. People love watching these fails. I don't mind when they don't get hurt. Mm-hmm. But like the fat chick on the rope swing on the tree and it snaps and she just lands on her fucking pelvis and her legs flap over into mud. I don't want to see that.
Or like guy that gets his leg caught in the basketball hoop. You ever seen that?
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, fuck
I
that.
Sympathize too much. I sympathize. Hey, Tim Dillon is here.
I fucking hate it. I hate it. It's awful. Okay. It's awful. It's awful. It's awful.
What about who would you shake?
Who would I shake?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You know I'd shake? I'd shake all these fucking... Oh, God. Makes me fucking mad. Anybody who doesn't have Easy Pass, I want to grab them. I want to get out of my car while they're in line as I'm flying past them in the stupid toll booth lane.
Yeah.
I just want to pull over and get out and just shake their fucking heads. I don't want to be tracked by the government. Go, you are anyways. Mm-hmm. Do you think you not getting Easy Pass is going to stop them from bugging your phone, your house, whatever? They'll put one on your car. Nobody gives a fuck about you.
Yeah.
Nobody cares about you and your shit life and whatever townhouse you own in Jersey. Just get Easy Pass so we don't have to fucking have traffic.
It's two automobile-related things.
Yeah, I drive a lot.
You drive a lot?
I drive a lot.
If I could shake somebody, it would be Dan Nanon. Do you know him?
No, who's that?
He's this comic. He's kind of...
Ooh, personal. I love it.
A little personal. I mean, he's a guy that... He literally publishes emails that he sends to people that rejected him over his career.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he like sends copies of his contracts to people.
Really?
Yeah. And
is he famous?
Sort of. I mean, he's doing the inaugural ball for Trump this weekend, which is kind of something.
But that's pretty big.
It is big.
That's big?
Yeah.
Yeah. What does he look like?
I'll pull up a picture. He's an Indian guy.
I'd love to see him. He's an Indian guy. No shit. And he's doing something for Trump.
Yeah, his bio says he worked. He worked at Intel. He took a comedy class, started doing corporate gigs, and his dead-on impressions.
Where's Carmen sitting?
Yeah, Carmen is sitting right in that seat. Where is she grabbing right there?
Hi.
Hey, Carmen. How's it going?
Yeah,
I'm pretty good.
Carmen Lynch is here.
Hi, Carmen.
Hi.
Hi, Mama. Yeah.
Tim.
Sit where you're told. Would you stop just fucking meandering? Like you're just some
camera?
Rogue young
oh,
comic that dealt with. You're not that hot. Sit in the middle, you fuck. No, you sit right there. Jesus, Tim, God damn it. Getting sick of your attitude.
Wow.
Your attitude is getting, you know, you get a little heat and you get all carried away.
You better get used to it. Let me tell you right now.
I really am. You're going to I can't wait till you tell, you got a herpes on your lip? What do you got?
Yeah, I got a cold sore. It's a cold sore.
That's herpes.
We could call anything. It's a
can't call it AIDS.
I take megabuses to gigs, and this is what happens. You know, this is from the bus. I was on the bus again.
Is that from a megabus?
I think it was.
What, you fucking kissing a homeless person on the bus?
Sometimes you get lonely, and you want to meet somebody.
Do you fall asleep on the window?
No, but it's just you're touching things. You go into the bathroom. I'm a toucher.
Did you get, is the cold sore, what is the cold sore from?
I don't know what it's from. It just appeared. I get them all the time, and I got them as a little kid. I would get them. You know, these are things you get. This is not a...
I never get them.
You've never gotten a cold sore?
I've gotten them. You're saying these are things I get. I get them all the time.
I get them every now and then.
I'm saying now it's every now and then. You see how he switched it up?
I don't get them all. I don't
just
because
I wasn't on the fucking on the wagon, Tim.
Yeah.
I get them very rarely.
Okay. Well, good for you.
Well, I'm just saying, what are you doing? I can help you. Let's work this out. Why are you getting cold sores?
Because I'm not, you know, I'm living like, you know, like how a guy at my income level lives.
What is that?
Megabus, Greyhound, one-nighter. You know, staying on comics couches. I don't know who these people are. Use my towel. I don't know where that towel. I don't know what the hell's going on. But I'm lucky to be there. I'm like, oh, I'm lucky every day. My AA shit. I'm like, I'm so lucky. Fortunate.
It's not my towel.
Joe Mackey, everybody. Yeah, Joe Mackey.
I think once you get them, though, you always get them, right?
Yeah, I think that's the way
it
works.
No, that's herpes. No, that's not the way cold sores work.
I don't know.
Cold sores come once in a while. Herpes is very consistent. Yes, Joe List has herpes. Well, here's the thing, though.
That should be the title of this episode.
Joe List has herpes. Yes,
you think you think Lauren will write that down? You're out of your mind. Even telling her that should be the thing, she'll still go, "What was it? How about we name it SpaghettiOs?" I mean, a lot of people have herpes. A lot of people have herpes. I mean, it's very common.
Yeah.
So you don't have to be afraid. You know,
I had herpes, I would notice it on my dick, right?
Nope, that's not true.
Oh,
it doesn't always happen on your dick. Sometimes it happens on your dick, on your butt, on your. You get hurt. I know somebody had herpes on. Wasn't it Joe had herpes on his knee? Some people have. Maybe that's. I'm just making that up.
But it looks. Herpes on your knee. You get it on your. No. You get it on your eye.
Yeah, you get herpes on your eye.
It covers your whole eye.
Yes, you can get a whole eye herpes.
That's disgusting.
That would be disgusting.
Now I feel lucky it's just in the corner of my mouth.
Yeah, it's just in the corner of your mouth, so you can't.
But it is gross. Like, when you have this, it's disgusting.
Well, it hurts because you can't eat salty foods.
Well, I do. I mean, I rough it.
You rough it?
Yeah, I do.
Does it hurt?
It's not great.
No, what do you put on it? You put a little...
I'm trying Abreva.
Abreva?
Abreva, but I didn't do it today because Abreva makes it worse. You put the white cream on it and then it just cakes and it makes it look like this crusty white thing on your lips. So I just figured I'd leave it alone. Maybe nobody would mention it.
Great Mitch Hedberg
That's
joke.
What I thought.
What was the...
it will make it shiny and more noticeable.
It should. You just feel like an idiot, you know?
Well, I mean, if you...
I was on a megabus. Every seat was full. Except for the seat next to me. Every seat was full. Me and this other guy in the back of the megabus had a seat. He had a chihuahua with him and bags of potato chips. And the last guy looked at him, looked at me with this lesion on my face and said to the guy, "Can you move your chihuahua?" And sat next to him. It was one of the lowest points of my life.
But, well, I'm sure it's because you're a big guy. The guy was smaller.
He was smaller.
Yeah, he was a little tiny Mexican guy. Right? Little Mexican dude?
Yeah, can I move over here?
It's not airborne. anyways, we had the big party last night, the Comedy Cellar party. Carmen, you were there.
Yeah.
Looking very pretty.
Thanks. It was my birthday.
Well, it's
Happy
not your birthday.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Oh, my God. Why do women love their birthdays? Why do you love the birthday?
Because it only happens once a year.
Yeah, but it's been happening for 47 years.
We just want attention, all right?
47? I just got that.
I'm kidding. How old are you?
What? I don't know.
But I don't think guys, I don't care about my birthday anymore. Do you care about your birthday?
No.
Do you?
Yes,
do you?
It's birthday month. It's
really?
A month-long celebration. We're partying. We got all kinds of beer. Woo-hoo!
Why'd I ask?
My birthday. My birthday's January 22nd. So if you want to do something for you, you can
is
start
it really?
Getting ready.
It's 4 days.
Well, yeah, that's 4 days away. What do you want, Apple Watch?
It'd be like a $300 or $400 dinner or something.
Why not just give you $400 so you don't have to take a mega bus next time? You can rent the car, fucking not get herpes.
Yeah, that's true. I guess, yeah, it's a good point.
Maybe that's
a good point. I'll take the dinner and herpes, please.
You don't even have to take mega bus. The only reason you have to is because your meals are so expensive.
Well, that's true. You know, I got to balance it out. I don't really mind. I don't put on airs. I don't mind getting on there with some
Except
working
when you
people.
Use the phrase "put on airs."
Joe Mackey, I bumped into you in Vermont,
Burlington, Vermont.
I bumped into him in Vermont, and I was like, "Yeah, I'm just taking a 15-hour bus back." And he just looked at me like I told him like I had SARS.
I drove in a luxury car.
Yeah, he was just like, he's like, well, he's like, "Good luck, man." And
where were you?
There's a new club there, Vermont Comedy Club.
I know, I love it. Played it. It's beautiful. One of the nicest clubs. In the country,
people
and they treat
run
you
it are great.
Great.
Yeah.
And the crowds
they're
are great.
They're a couple, right?
Yes.
Yeah. They're really cool.
The staff is great. The gig is in the beautiful hotel.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah.
It's nice when you get a road weekend where they treat you well.
Oh, my God. It makes you feel so good, doesn't it?
And it's a cute town.
Burlington, Vermont, it's the cutest.
Me and Dan Soder.
It's literally the cutest town in the world.
Me and Dan Soder went to a maple syrup tasting.
Mm. Yeah, of course you did. Which means they blew each other in his room.
That's it. Listen, that would have been less gay.
Well, we had to share a room, me and Stavros. You had to share a room, right?
Yeah.
Well, because there's like the hotels are like $700 a night for some, because it's Burlington, Vermont, the hotels are never really cheap, so they can't get you two rooms.
Yeah.
So I brought Stavros, so he had to share a room, which was uncomfortable. Just two fatos snoring.
Yeah.
But we had a great time up there. We argued about all politics and shit like that, and he's like, you know, black people should have the same, and minorities should have the same rights, and all that. And I'm like, well, we're going to the most liberal town ever, and I want you to count the black people. Two.
It is a homogenous group, and even all the white people look the same.
Oh my God,
they
it's
have
the
a
same,
very
yeah.
similar mm-hmm. aesthetic.
Yeah, ski.
Right.
They look like they ski. They all ski. Yeah.
Like there's very few white guys like me.
Yeah. No.
Or you. It's very like a thin. I'm really white.
I'm a minority when I go. Yeah, they're healthy. Right. They eat vegetables.
Right.
They know when to stop.
Right.
They have brown rice since they were fucking children.
Right.
You know what I mean? They never ate French fries.
Yeah. It's weird.
Yeah. Well, it's actually nice.
You're healthy when your town looks like a snow globe. They're not all going to be gold, everybody. Just sit here and accept my
Thanks
bomb.
For coming.
There you go. There's your bomb bandana.
Okay.
You literally stopped the audio on the show. Actually, with that.
I was like, "Is everything okay?" That's what we can tell the people. Oh, this is live.
No, this is live.
We can't edit that.
No, we can't edit. I'm not editing that. Why would I edit that beautiful, fucking confident bomb? You said it with pure confidence.
He's so cute, like, though.
Oh, he's.
I was like, "Oh yeah, this is." I'm just living in this bomb right now.
I used to take the bus all the time.
Yeah.
I love the bus. Mm. The bus is better than flying to me because you're just sitting there now with all the shit. When I used to take the bus, there was no iPad. There was no phone. There was, you
know, a movie, right?
Not even, because most of the time it didn't work, and the guy didn't want to play it because he watched fucking Splash 95 times.
Right.
He didn't want to fucking see it again. It's not working. I'll try to do something in Connecticut, and then he doesn't do anything.
Right.
Excuse me, is the movie? I'll see what I can do. And we're in Boston. Thanks, the movie.
Right.
Yeah, fuck off. But buses are way better now. Mega bus is a nice bus.
It's not bad.
Right? They have movies.
They don't have movies, they don't have TVs, but they do have like free Wi-Fi.
They have free Wi-Fi.
So you bring your own thing, you fucking watch.
Yeah.
But every once in a while, someone gets decapitated. Remember that?
Yeah.
That
is true. In Canada, somebody got their head taken off on a bus.
I'm sorry. How?
By the passenger next to them.
Yeah.
Oh.
He just leaned over and
they must
cut
have been very annoying, though, in all fairness. They must have been the most annoying person to sit next to.
Yeah, but you just can't go cutting people's heads off.
I agree in most cases.
So you can't just
can't
you can't decapitate
we live in a society.
Someone? You know how hard it is? To decapitate somebody? He had to really get
very hard.
He had to really be pumped up to do this.
And quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because they're not going to be like, hey, what are you doing? Stop that.
Yeah. You wonder what's like, if that's a split second decision, will you get, you just go, okay, I'm going to cut this guy. No, right?
No, because first of all, you have to get the knife that can do it.
Right.
You can't just be like, oh, I have a buck knife.
Right.
And halfway through, be like, oh, shit, I should have brought the other knife.
And you pull it out.
Because I'm only getting one side.
So what are you doing while he's pulling it out? Aren't you?
Well, he probably snuck it out.
You're working on your cover story before you pull the knife out. You're like, hey, want to see my knife?
Yeah.
I'm not going to cut you with it, though. Okay, that was still a bomb. That was another bomb. Give it. Okay.
I think you saved yourself with the character you did. That was you cutting people's heads off.
That guy actually got off scot-free because it was cannibalism. It was a guy trying to survive. And he got off scot-free because it was the right to live.
What are you talking about?
It was cannibalism. This is the case you're talking about. In guy take a Greyhound bus in Canada, right?
Yeah.
It was the killing of Tim McLean. Let me just check.
Wait, he ate him too?
Yes, it was a case of beheading and cannibalism while riding a Greyhound Canada.
So wait. You kill and eat someone on a Greyhound bus, it's okay.
if you're hungry, you have to eat all of them. He has like one toe left. No, not mama. You're going to jail.
You have to eat the gross parts too.
You have to
eat. Yeah, I think maybe you're not reading
the fatty parts.
Oh, you know, anyone can edit Wikipedia.
what did you go to Wikipedia?
Deep. It's
reliable
enough.
Okay, what does it say?
According to witnesses, McLean was sleeping with his headphones on when the man sitting next to him suddenly produced a large knife and began stabbing McLean in the neck and the chest. Oh. The bus driver pulled to the side of the road so that he and all other passengers could exit the vehicle.
Right. Unannounced stop, everyone. take five, smoke a cigarette.
No one's helping this guy.
Yeah, get some coffee.
Guys, enjoy the movie. I just fixed it.
The attacker then decapitated McLean and displayed his severed head to other passengers standing outside.
That's nice of him.
Oh my God.
That's nice of him.
See, now cold sores don't sound so bad.
Yeah.
Well, you know, they're wondering what's going on, and he kind of...
I never sleep, man. You can't sleep on that bus.
Not anymore.
You don't sleep on that bus. So what happened?
The driver and two other men had attempted to rescue McLean, but were chased away by Lee, who was the name of the killer.
Did he have the head while he was chasing them?
Lee, who slashed at them from behind the locked bus doors.
And then
the killer went back to McLean's body and began severing other parts and consuming parts of the victim's flesh.
Okay.
At 8:30, the Royal Canadian...
This is an evening. He made a night of it.
The next day, he had leftovers.
Course of three.
At 8:30 p.m., the Royal Canadian Mounted Police in Portage, La Prairie, received a report of a stabbing on a Greyhound bus west of the city. Yeah. They arrived to find the suspect still on board the bus, being prevented from escaping by other passengers. So they kind of kept him boxed inside.
Yeah.
The truck driver, who had provided a crowbar and a hammer as weapons. The other passengers were huddled on the roadside, some of them crying and vomiting.
Oh my God.
I mean,
I don't even know why are you staying there, though? If I saw somebody being decapitated, if someone held a head up, me, my wife and kids, right. We're walking down the road.
Yeah.
Right.
We're leaving. We're going to find...
I mean, in fairness to them, they paid for a ticket. to go to a destination, you know?
He should get off with his food.
There were people, I guarantee there were people, literally, because that's the awkward thing. After all this happens, you got to turn around to each other and go, are they going to send another bus? Like, that's the awkward thing. You still have to get somewhere.
You know, there was some comic had a gig.
Yeah, you can't just get on a private jet. You're not.
I'm at Yuck Yucks at 8:30. Is there another bus coming? I know.
Yeah. Is there Uber here?
You know, we opened up. You're not going to believe this.
Got like all these likes for posting it.
Yeah. So that guy did not go to jail, Deepu? He had to go to jail. Come on.
He had to go to jail.
He was not found to be criminally responsible for murder and was reprimanded.
It's crazy.
And was remanded.
Insanity defense.
Wait, he wasn't Canadian, though. It was in Canada, but wasn't he Asian?
Tourist, I believe.
Jesus Christ. I never would have, I mean, just a racial profile here, I would never be afraid of a Chinese guy.
Yeah.
Next to me.
Yeah. No.
They don't even let their germs touch you. They got the mouth mask on.
I thought, you know, all those knives and stuff, that's for tourists.
Yeah. Well, I
wow. Can I have that bomb bandana? Yeah, there you go, Joe. How you feel? A little lighter on you over there.
Oh, I'll have it back.
I'm hungry. Just kidding.
Yes, he was remanded for mental problems, I guess.
I've sat next to crazy people on the bus, though. Yeah. I sat next to, this was the funniest time. All the way to Boston, I sat next to this gay guy with blonde, just this, from like German gay guy with Daisy Dukes and a pink wife beater. And he, big guy too, not fat, but just kind of that German bulky.
I hope this story is going where I hope it's going. And I realize we're on a bus, you know.
And it doesn't count. So I let him jerk me off. No, we just talked. I was uncomfortable at first because he was so flamboyant. He was just like, but halfway through we were just fucking laughing and talking. And he kept, of course, like slapping my knee. Oh, you're so funny. Oh, the globe and the dial. You know, you go to Boston, Mustang. Oh, you know, all that shit. I was laughing. This was when I was hot too. So, you know, I was just about to say,
sit next to one of them now. You'll probably get a cooler reception.
Wow.
I'm just saying. I would get the same reaction as you do.
They'll be like, can you move the chihuahua?
Can you move the chihuahua? I don't know why that hurt. You're absolutely just stating a fact.
Yeah.
But he's fat too now. It was the same guy.
Absolutely, right.
I sat next to a girl. We're in Harlem. She was a fucking lunatic next to me. And we're in Harlem, and she started flipping out. She's like, there's an owl in the tree. There's an owl. We have to stop. There's an owl in the tree. She starts screaming. And everybody on the bus is looking out the window at this for this owl. It was a black bag. We're in Harlem. There's no fucking owls in Harlem, you moron. Sit down. They almost stopped the bus for an owl. Like, people just didn't know. What do we do? We stop for owls?
Every now and then you'll get somebody on the bus who's on the cell phone crying hysterically. And you're like, something bad. Or they're in either a fight or something bad's happening. Yeah. You know, it's just kind of really awkward. You're sitting there and they're just sobbing uncontrollably.
And no one consoles them ever.
You're like, what are you going to do?
Loud when it's something stupid. Right. That's the worst.
Right. Yeah. People will talk about anything on a
subway. They'll just be like, so, did you call Aunt Susie? Yeah. And it's stupid shit. It's not even interesting.
One lady on the megabus, like, as we're going to D.C., was like, she was on the phone with her friend, and she was going, this is hell! This is hell! I'm like, well, this is nice. I'm glad she felt the need.
If you were an old woman, that was the voice I would imagine. You
This is hell. Yeah. My name's Helen. Yeah. Helen Dillon, and this is hell.
The weirdest is to see, like, adults fight. I had my elbow here. No, I did. And they're all like in their 50s.
Yeah.
I've ridden a lot of buses.
Me too. I mean, when I first started comedy, that's the only way you're getting somewhere. I told Tim, because he did a stupid move to Vermont.
I was ill-advised. Yeah,
I mean, rent a car. It's 6 hours.
Yeah, it was bad.
It's 40.
I took a red-eye bus. I left Port Authority at midnight.
How much was the ticket?
It was like $50.
Yeah, you can literally rent a fucking little car.
Yeah.
Like a small little car for $49 a day.
Yeah, I should have done that. Yeah. And like when you're taking the bus, it wasn't going from Vermont right to New York City. It was going Vermont to Boston in a million stops.
Yeah, it was like crazy.
Yeah, it was 13 hours, right?
Yeah, it was like 11 hours. Every 3 hours, we stopped at a McDonald's.
Yeah.
Every three hours.
Yeah, you need energy. Yeah. The driver needs energy.
So we would just stop, and I would get a fillet of fish and get back on the bus.
Wait, and you got a private car for that gig? That's awesome.
No, I live in Jersey. I have a car.
Oh, I thought you said you had a private car.
Yeah, it's his car.
Well, I mean like a limo service.
Carmen, I said I had a luxury car.
That's true. You did say luxury. What kind
nice.
Of car do you
bit
have?
Of a difference. It's
what kind
a,
of car do you have?
It's a Lexus ES330.
Wow.
You have a Lexus?
It's an old one. I bought it used.
Oh, okay.
It's purple.
That's like having a Saab.
It's purple. It's
purple. So you have a purple. Did they make a purple? Who'd you buy it off of?
I bought it.
Some middle-aged black woman?
No, it's cool. It's like me and Prince and royalty are the only people who are allowed to even drive that car.
So you drove up there. Now you're driving back, right?
Yeah, I drove back.
Why didn't you give Timmy
he
a ride?
He was leaving when I just got there.
All weekend.
What?
I saw him on Thursday morning.
I went up for one night to do a, to tape a half hour.
Right.
He's doing a whole weekend.
Oh, so you had to leave.
I had to leave.
That would be weird if Tim was like, can I get a ride? And Mackie was like, no.
He was like, no.
No, it would have been almost the same amount of time, though, if you'd waited till.
Yeah, I would have gotten home the same time without herpes.
Yeah, but, without herpes and warmer.
Or if I got herpes, it would have been a funner way, but it would have been probably.
What are you saying?
Better.
It's fucking nuts that you took a bus.
It was stupid. But I waited a long time. I looked at flights. Flights were crazy money. I figured a car would have been more expensive. I didn't price out a car.
You didn't even try to price
out? No, I just figured I would just get in a car. I figured it would be more expensive.
And if you rent a car, don't rent it in the city. Rent it in Hoboken.
Yeah. I do that,
Right across the river.
Yeah, rent it somewhere else.
Yeah, because I would take
a bus to Hoboken. that would still save you 7 hours.
Yeah, no, I'll never do that again. That was a mistake.
Yeah, it was terrible. Terrible.
Yeah.
Yeah, fucking awful.
Man. I learned my lesson.
Yeah, well, I don't know if you did.
I made friends, though.
Of course you did. You were with them for hours.
I started to talk to people. You start opening up and like, how are you here? What's happening?
That's like being a stagecoach going to fucking San Francisco from New York. Yeah, you'll be friends when you get there. And some of you might die.
Yeah.
You're lucky.
Some of you might.
Or like a boat. Yeah, hours.
Yeah. There's actually more people when you left. Some people had babies. And
how was the bus trip? Oh, one decapitation.
Yeah. Yeah, you married an Indian on the way there.
Right.
Wow, fucking buses, man.
Yeah.
They've definitely made improvements. Back when the Peter Pan sucked.
Yeah.
The Greyhounds were just atrocious.
Yeah.
Peter Pan's at least had the movie. And when you went to the Port Authority was a fucking nightmare.
Port Authority is the worst part of any trip.
It's still bad. It's better than it used to be.
It's better. Like, you're not going to get stabbed now.
But you understand, when I went there, they had one food place open, and it was a cafeteria trough type of setting.
Right.
And you would line up like a prison, because I'd always take the early bus out, and you'd be there with just homeless people scooping, and they'd scoop eggs and some type of sausage and a bat. It was fucking gross.
Sounds nice.
And you get on the bus with this container of awfulness and just, you'd have to wait until you are that hungry to open this to eat it. It was awful.
Well, it was awful. When you go there now, say you want to go from the first floor to the third floor.
Yeah.
You walk up the first flight of steps.
Yeah.
But then you have to walk to a whole different part of the building.
Why?
To go up the second flight of steps, because they didn't put all the steps in a row. They made the other steps like a block away. So when you're hurrying for a bus, you can't just like go up a flight.
It almost feels like the whole place is designed to trick homeless people. Yeah. Like, so they like don't quite know how to get everywhere. Like, they have to figure it out.
And they will figure it out.
And they will. I mean, they're the only ones who know where to go. If you go in there, there's always a homeless guy who's bleeding, who's like, oh, you got to make a left, go up two flights, make a right. They're the only people. I always give the guy a buck. I'm like, thank you. And I'm always like late. And
Why don't you save those dollars and rent a car?
Yeah, I will.
Stop being so generous, you fucking wop from Long Island.
I know you're not.
Why I said it, because it would make you instantly. And I'm looking at your fucking blotchy skin. I know you're not Italian.
No.
Italians don't get herpes.
Probably true.
That is true. It's a fact.
Yeah.
I don't understand but how long you been doing comedy?
This is year six.
Year six. Yeah, you should stop with the bus.
No, it's about that time.
Definitely. You have enough money to, you know.
It's about the time I'm going to stop.
I mean, I understand what you're doing. You don't take the bus anymore, do you?
No, I haven't. I've taken it to Atlantic City because it's convenient, but that's it.
Is there a train that goes to Burlington?
Yeah, it's 13 hours, same as the bus. It's a lot more expensive.
How much more?
A few hundred. Like, it's like a scenic train ride.
Oh, that's beautiful, though.
Yeah, I know. I should have taken it. But here's the problem with that.
Yeah.
There's one train that leaves every morning at like 6 a.m. and that's it.
So what?
So I don't get up at 6 a.m.
Why?
Because I don't like to.
Well, don't, why are you getting mad at me, Tim?
I'm not.
You're like, because I don't like to.
Yeah.
And the story I want to talk about something.
I get up. You know, yeah, I have a 2 to 3 hour breakfast leisurely. A waffle, leg.
A 2 to 3 hour breakfast?
Well, I have a
who the fuck are you? A prince?
I have a first round is like a Greek yogurt to get my stomach ready. And then
for what?
For breakfast.
For life.
That is the usually probiotic. Breakfast.
Yeah, no.
The probiotic.
Yeah, you get a Greek
I
yogurt.
I do that.
Yeah.
Kefir? Do you take kefir?
I take acidophilus and shit. Yeah. Wait, what's kefir?
Kefir is the yogurt that's a probiotic that's a liquid.
Oh, now this is.
I'm going to get it.
Now this
it's
is definitely
really,
a woman's podcast.
Really good.
But it's kefir. It's a probiotic that. Yeah. Shut up, both
of you. It's so good for your intestines, though.
No,
you
good
know?
For you. All
where
right.
can I get it?
Yeah, any, it's near the milk
you
section.
You sure you're not 46?
It's good,
why
like,
are you worried about your intestines if you're
no,
in
like
your
if,
30s?
If you take, no, but if you take care of your intestines now, it's good for you. I'm into that, making shakes. It's
yeah.
good for shakes.
Yeah.
Stick it in
I gotta, because I eat a diet that's too high in sugar and carbohydrates.
We know. We're
yeah,
looking right at you.
I know, but I got to get a probiotic.
I follow you Instagram.
And it's a good
fucking
substitute. Every time, because I crave ice cream a lot. Every time I crave ice cream, I just go to the yogurt.
Well,
for
that's
what?
Not going to work
what
for
is
me.
It?
But
like, I like what? To eat at night, late at night. And
there's
instead,
nothing better
I'll go,
than like a pint of Haagen-Dazs late at night.
Yeah. Right after a show? You
woman's
just your
podcast. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's gotcha. Not. I love that, too.
Okay.
I have to, when there's a hotel, when they have the pints of Ben & Jerry's or the Haagen-Dazs.
Yeah.
At the front desk,
yeah,
it's I have to fight it like a strip club back in my 20s. I am fucking walking. Oh. I walk by it like 5 or 6 times and like, can I help you, sir?
Yeah.
No. I'm just,
yeah.
Oh, God, I want
to. Well, the thing with fucking Burlington, Vermont, they got the Ben & Jerry's store.
My God.
So it's like every day I'm like, well, I got to eat it because I'm here. But the thing is, it's the same shit as the Ben & Jerry's that we get. But you just use it as an excuse. You're like, well, I guess I'll eat it every day. I'm here.
Gary Gulman's joke on eating ice cream that he just did on. Yep. Colbert was one of the fucking greatest.
Can you? I forget really it. Good.
Can you pull
it?
That up real quick? Just the
so
ice
good.
Cream part.
The fork. Yeah.
I but the whole thing
oh,
about
the whole thing's
yeah.
great. Yeah.
About because I've done this when you're eating ice cream. You're like, I won't eat the whole thing. I'm gonna have a little bit, and then but you keep going because you keep finding shit in the ice cream, and it's like I gotta eat this piece, and then that piece melted, and you go, it's so funny.
It's very hard to get into a pint and get out of it.
You can't get out of a pint. You cannot get out of a pint. I can. That's why if they have the little baby ones, I'll get those because I'll eat the fuck out of that.
They're like,
it's
so, that's, it's just.
That's a tease.
But a pint is the perfect amount.
I agree.
It's too much, but it's the perfect too much.
And I feel like you always end up getting a pint. Even if you get an ice cream sundae and they put 3 or 4 scoops in it, that's a pint.
I can eat the fuck out of ice cream, man.
Yeah.
I remember my little brother, we go to this thing called the Keller House.
Yeah.
Way up in New Hampshire. It's been there for, 100 years. It's this little, looks like a ski lodge, one of those, fucking German little ice cream chocolate making huts, places, And you go in and they're making fresh chocolate treats in the back, candy makers and all these.
Ugh.
It's beautiful. And then they have this part, it's just ice cream. And you go in, you get 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 scoops. And they scoop, and it's like a softball.
Yeah.
And they scoop these, and then you put your own toppings.
Ugh.
You do your own toppings.
That's so bad.
And my brother was like, dude, I'll eat ice cream. He goes, yeah, fuck you. You can't eat the 5. I go, dude, I will eat 5 like it's nothing, brother. And he's like, I'll bet you. And I was like, all right, I got 5. And I got my own toppings. 10 minutes, it was all gone.
Great.
And I could still eat more.
And how do you feel after?
Fantastic.
What?
Fantastic.
I feel horrible.
High on sugar, Carmen. Oh.
No, my stomach kills
nothing
me.
Happens.
You're smaller.
Yeah, nothing.
You have less to fill.
Yeah, nothing. I can, I'll eat. Ice cream does nothing to me.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Nothing.
Ice cream is just, it's something, it's like enjoyable, but it's I don't even consider it a food.
No, it's just.
It's something to do during the day.
It's frozen sweet
it's
air.
It's like if you're bored, it's like.
That's what I, it's frozen.
So if you're bored, it's something to do.
Yeah, it's
like,
frozen
I'll do,
sweet
I'll do
air.
A pint.
That's what, it's nothing to me.
Yeah.
Pizza will fuck me up.
Yeah.
Pasta, I'll go into a food coma. My feet will feel wet.
Huh?
Ice cream. Ice cream does nothing to me. It's the, that's why
did
I can't
you just pee on your feet.
You play the bit?
Let's play this bit right now. This is Gary Gulman.
Just move the mic.
But I find myself eating it flat. Oh. I eat more, and then I'll come across a chocolate chunk, and I'll have to excavate that. And then there's a pothole. I gotta smooth that over. I'm doing all this ice cream masonry work, and then it starts to melt around the edges. And that's delicious, so I have to eat that. Before I know it, I've hit bottom. Literally and figuratively, I've hit bottom. And I finish the ice cream, and I put the fork down. More often than not, I use a fork to eat ice cream. And if you eat ice cream with a fork, I know you so well. Because my policy...
That's funny. Yeah. The logo, they got to change the logo on that show.
Yeah.
The logo, I feel like you're at a club in Tampa.
Yeah.
When I see, you know, this is CBS. This is, you know.
The set's kind of weird.
Well, when they do comedy, they have that, it's like they try to make it a comedy club.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Yeah.
It make it prestigious. Because he's the prestigious one now.
Right.
You know, when you do stand up, Stephen Colbert, you're David Letterman. Took it over from Johnny Carson, I think kept it. Tonight's show is great and fun, but they have a lot of young guys. It's a lot of... The guys they have on Stephen Colbert are pretty much motherfuckers who are, you know, been doing it a while.
You know, yeah. Sam Morril did that show, right?
I take it all back. I think
I mean, all these late night shows.
Sam, he just got you. Yeah, you suck.
I feel
Sam.
Like they're going, like, these Sam things are funny, going extinct, these late night shows. Nobody's watching this shit.
Because there's 19 of them.
Right.
We grew up with one.
Yeah.
One, and then two.
Yeah.
But two on the same channel, same night.
Yeah.
You understand? So one followed the other one. That was all we had.
Right.
So, of course, it's like hours. There's stand-up specials aren't special anymore.
Yeah.
Because there's fucking night. You could go to Netflix or Showtime. There's people that have specials. You don't even know who the fuck they are.
So what's the next special thing? Is there anything?
Yeah. Comedy's going to come to a fucking screeching halt. People are going to stop going. And something else is going to take its place, like music or something, some type of live performance, like poetry or fucking music again. And I mean, think of it right
so
now.
I should keep taking the bus. It doesn't seem like it's heading. Like
save
the arc mind. Doesn't seem. Yeah.
Well,
wait a minute.
It has to. It can't. I mean, I don't think it can. Well, it's different now because before when we'd have a comedy boom, it would go away because, you know, it's so saturated and so many things. And then people would just be like, ah, fuck it. I'm not going to comedy clubs anymore. But now there's so many channels. There's so much technology. There's so many ways to watch comedy. It's not just a couple shows. It's a million different shows. So maybe it stays around. I don't know. But it's not special anymore. I mean, when was the last time you stayed home to watch somebody special?
Brian Regan's live special. He was like the first to do a live stream special. Like, it was on the air, live to tape.
Yeah, but you have to have fucking bells and whistles to make it special. You got to have, I'm doing my special from a hot air balloon. 300 people are in hot air balloons around me. And there's going to be an electrical wire field at the end of my special. Someone might die.
It's also because we're comedians and we're living in it. But a lot of the country, they're not going out a lot. They're staying home. They're putting on Netflix. They're putting on demand. Because I get tweets, you know, you get, oh, I watched your Comedy Central thing on demand. People still do it. It just doesn't get much anymore.
No,
just so much.
Everything's spread out so thin.
You did a Comedy Central hour back in the day. You were famous.
Yeah.
You did a Tonight Show or a David Letterman back in the day. You were famous. You could have your own television show.
Yeah.
They used to run those half hours constantly, too. I must have seen
They
Mitch
run
Hedberg's
them once now.
100
and then,
times.
Yeah. And then where does it go?
Well, because they
Hulu
have
behind
Oblivion.
A paywall.
Well, now
it's a new streaming service called Oblivion. It's all these new things, too. It's all like CISO and Zip Zap and Bing Bong and all these stupid fucking.
I love Bing Bong.
Like, I was at Thanksgiving and
Zip Zap's my favorite.
I did a thing on Go 90 and I had to explain to people at Thanksgiving. I'm like, oh, the Go 90, it's, you know, it's online digital streaming, and people just think I'm making it up.
You have to buy a certain cell phone to have
it.
This is called the Go 90 phone.
Right. People think I'm making it up. They're like, sure. They're like, oh, we see your comedy's doing really well. I'm like, oh, yeah, I just did something on CISO. They're like, how would we get CISO? I'm like, I don't even know.
I did the show. I did Big J's show, and I thought it was for television. It was on CISO. I'm like, I just did an internet show.
Yeah.
I was like, you motherfuckers. I thought it was TV. They had cameras and everything.
Yeah.
They had like producers and a truck with food.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, but you know what? Who knows, man? But it's just, there's so many specials. There's so much shit out there that is it good? Is it bad? I don't know. I mean, I remember, you know, you'd see a Mitch Hedberg special. I remember Patrice's special came out. It was like, we stayed home to,
yeah,
you know, Chappelle. It was like, you watched that shit. It was fucking special. Now it's, there's so many of them.
And how do we feel about Trump and his effect on comedy? People are saying like, oh, it's corrupting comedy. It's getting useless. He's calling people out.
I don't know. I think you can go both ways. You think that, people think that it's going to be, oh, you'll be able to say whatever you want now and fucking...
No.
I don't think so. I think it's going to... It makes liberals more edgy right now.
Yeah.
So when you say something that they're like, you know, they want to stand up a little more now.
Like, I don't think it's going to be a huge difference. Like,
really?
I don't think it's going to be... I think that there's a lot of comics now that feel like they have to use comedy as a platform to kind of speak truth to power. That's going to be bad for comedy because that's not that funny. Yeah. And it's very hard to do that type of comedy well. Yeah. Guys like Bill Hicks and George Carlin and Pryor, those guys did it great.
Well, they had
it's very like somebody doing open mics for a year or two maybe shouldn't start trying to be a prophet, you know?
Well, some people had a very strong opinion. And I think when they talk politics, it was at least you followed it and it was interesting. Even if you didn't buy what they were saying, you'd laugh or find the humor in it. Like I remember Patrice, we were just listening to it yesterday, was talking about how he doesn't want racism to go away because he wants to be racist. And it was like, that made perfect sense. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He was like, yeah, I want white people to say whatever they want. Because I want to be able to fucking look at an Arab dude and go, this fucking terrorist motherfucker. Because if you take it away from white people, you're going to have to take it away from everybody at some point, right?
Yeah.
And it's, I don't know.
Yeah, there's a lot of comics that think that, like, they have a responsibility to tell people, you know, what to think about politics. I was at the Cellar Table.
Yeah.
And people were having a conversation. Some people who worked for SNL were saying, what could we have done differently to change the outcome of this election? And I'm like,
that's how delusional.
It's almost.
I was like, how delusional.
But it's so fucking laughable to me that they
nobody cares.
That they could have came up with a skit. Yeah. All right, you be Carrot Top. I'm what the fuck are you talking about?
They think that it's because like Jimmy Fallon had him on or SNL had him on. Let me tell you right now, the people that voted for Donald Trump don't give a fuck about Jimmy Fallon. They don't care about SNL. They don't care about Meryl Streep.
No, they care about the new bow and arrow that's coming out.
He could have done anything.
That's lighter and more powerful.
Right. And at the end of the day, it's like this whole idea of people thinking that they are this really important force, I think is working against them. I think it's making them less relevant.
Well, also,
it's putting funny. People
but
off.
Can I say something? Can I say something too? It's like, you know, I always consider myself kind of down the middle on everything.
Yeah.
I can see points on both sides, which I think the way you should be.
Right.
You know, when you treat politics like a religion is when you scare me. When it's like, I am this way, no matter what, I will, you know, whatever the fuck happens, ugh, that's a little fucking scary to me. But now it's like, you know, I was talking to Stavros about it yesterday, the Milo, they just shut him down at a college. They shut, and it's like, look, I understand you don't believe, I don't believe in everything that fucking guy says, but I believe that he has the right to speak at a fucking college.
I mean,
so what, you get to pick who, you get to pick... What if there's students that want to hear that person speak? So they don't get to hear them because another group says no?
Or what
happened
to the marketplace of ideas where if one person says something, you can have your own speech? Or
but you should be able to have that dialogue. He should be able to go up and say what he wants, and you should be able to have somebody that you like fucking say what they want, and that way people get information and get to make their own choice.
Colleges right now, I don't think a lot of people know how crazy they're getting.
They're
like
so PC.
How
is
insane.
It really?
It's so bad now that when you're an incoming freshman, they give you like 3 to 4 pages of phrases you can't say, like things you can't tell somebody you're articulate. You can't, like, because they could read into it that you're saying that maybe that if you tell a black person you're articulate, it means like, oh, I wouldn't expect you to be able to spit. Like, so it's this really hypersensitive. And what it is like cultural Marxism. It's basically saying that there's a certain group of people that are allowed to have an opinion, and everybody else is not.
That's crazy.
That's crazy, but that's what it is.
I don't know. Like, do you have that video clip? What? Well, yeah. This is what scares me. Okay, you're supposed to be peaceful. You're supposed to be for human rights. You're supposed to be for gays, minorities. You're supposed to be for everybody. I mean, let's just face it. Whatever, we're human beings. Whatever skin color you are, whatever thing you put in your mouth or in your fucking pussy, You're a human being.
It's beautiful, Bobby. This is a beautiful speech.
I love that you added pussy to your serious speech.
It's a beautiful speech. Whatever you put in your ass, your pussy, whatever you come on your face.
Whatever ass pussy.
Right. This is...
I mean, you, who gives a shit? And then you see this stuff. Look at this. This is crazy.
A UC Davis speech shut down tonight after protesters converge on campus. Those protesters blocked the entrance to a lecture hall where a pair of controversial political speakers were scheduled to talk. Thanks for joining us tonight. I'm Christy.
I don't understand why. How do you, I understand you're angry that, okay, you don't like this person's what he stands for. You believe he's racist. You believe he's whatever the fuck you believe. Why the fuck are you getting violent over it? Why are you trying to hurt people? Why the police are there. The people that want to go see this person speak, you don't know why. Maybe they just want information. Right. Maybe they, just want to, they don't know what this person is. They want to hear it. So fuck you. Yeah. You have to only have our views. And if you try to have any other...
All this does, and this is why...
It's crazy.
This is, all this does is embolden his supporters. All this... And it happened with Trump. Now Trump's going to be the president. All this tactic is... Yeah. All this does is make people that may have wanted to hear what the guy said, now they're like, oh, fuck this. I definitely...
I just had somebody spit in my face.
Right.
These people just spit at me
right.
because I just wanted to hear what this person had to say.
Right.
If he'd have just gone and done the speech, he would have gotten way less press.
No press.
He
loves it.
I was performing in Pittsburgh. There was an Ann Coulter. She was talking in the college, and people were like protesting. And I realized there were like news cameras there. And if nobody showed up, I would have never known she was there. Nobody gives a fuck.
Exactly. You don't give a fuck. And here's the thing. Stavros actually said, I was like, why do you have to be violent? Why do you have to go and stop, block a highway so people can't go to work?
Right.
Those people that woke up early, dropped their kids off at school or at the mother's house or whatever, trying to get to work because they have to make those bills, because they have to pay the rent, they have to get the kids' clothes and food, and here I am, and I can't get to work. I'm not going to get paid today because there's a demonstration.
Yeah.
And he was like, well, you have to do that. People have to get hurt for people to understand and make change. I'm
but
like,
what change?
You're fucking,
you don't want,
you're
you don't
nuts.
Want a guy, but you're not even protesting anything but, real. But you're protesting an agitator going to a college campus
right.
who says things that aren't, you know, many of them don't really make even sense, and who cares? But
it's like when
you're
start hurting
the First Amendment,
you start hurting
you
other people, and you don't give a
it's
fuck.
Insane. Yeah.
And you say, well, we have to do this make change.
Yeah.
Is ridiculous
when
to me.
When a cop shoots somebody and they don't have a gun, that's an innocent person, I totally get people going, you know what? With demonstrations, all of that stuff, because at the end of the day, they want to affect change with a specific thing. They go, we need more police oversight, 100%.
Great.
But, you know, Trump wins the presidency, you're protesting because you don't like what? Constitutional democracy?
No.
You don't like the Electoral College?
Yeah, you stop at some poor dad who's just in his fucking shitty Nova trying to get to work because he's got to make money because the kid's birthday's coming up and he's fucking, you know, he's working overtime and all of a sudden he can't get to work and he's not going to make that money and the boss is like, this is the second time you're late, fuck you, and because of a protest and fuck him, it doesn't matter. Well, that you just turn that guy into a fuck you to you.
Or Tim's on the bus to Vermont.
I'm in hour 7 of my journey.
Nothing would make me happier if fucking Stavros had a really great gig and there was a Black Lives Matter rally and he couldn't make the Tonight Show. I would love it.
But this is what's happening, man. Colleges suck. Colleges used to be fun. You used to get high, party, drink, and now this is just people crying. They cry.
I wonder what...
Colleges now, if you
they
say...
They blog.
Yeah, they blog.
I wonder what the movie would be today. What Animal House would be today. If you had to make Animal House, it would be like 8 seconds long.
Yeah.
It's also the safe space idea at college. It's like these places where you can't... It's like where the First Amendment is suspended so people's feelings don't get hurt. It's safer to not have the First Amendment.
And that's creeping into comedy. Listen, that's creeping into comedy. There's comedians that will agree with that.
But that has to go somewhere.
Who?
I'm not saying names, but they are out there.
Are they famous, non-famous?
They're doing fine. They're doing better than they should be.
Really?
And they will come out and say that they agree with all this shit. Yeah, 100%.
Really?
And because that's coming into comedy.
Google that.
It's coming into comedy.
We can't.
But that's the reality of it. And that's... you know, it's a crowd of people that believe certain things are hate speech. This is what it all comes down to. Certain opinions you can't hold because they're hate speech. If you say...
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry, Tim. I'm totally listening to you. I really don't mean to cut you off. Oscar, will you please just sit in the chair, because you sitting on the edge of that bench is making me uncomfortable.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got it. This poor guy. Oscar, everybody.
Oscar, hello.
I mean, hi, Oscar. Yeah.
Hi, Oscar.
Oscar from his, he has a podcast. What's the podcast called?
Geeks in New York.
Geeks in New York with, he just showed up today. He's hanging out, but the couch is, you couldn't move some stuff.
He couldn't get past Tim. So.
I didn't.
Tim, you could have asked.
I didn't want to.
We could ask, but then he sat uncomfortably on a fucking a bench that's 14 inches wide.
I didn't even hear you.
I just keep. Like, but I saw his tippy toes. I know his calves are burning. We're fucking 40 minutes into a show.
It was a good workout.
Yeah, exactly. I saw your forehead was sweating. Your Mexican hairline is
Puerto
gorgeous.
Rican, thank you.
Whatever. You're Mexican. I'm sorry, Tim.
But it's hate speech. So they say Yiannopoulos shouldn't be able to speak because he's saying hateful things. He's
but I've listened. I've actually went and listened to a lot of the things, and he's not.
No, I know. I agree.
He's really not saying hate speech.
No.
He's actually very calmly.
And if he was, here's the deal. You have to defend people's right to say hate speech. Unfortunately, you have to, because if you don't, who decides what is hate speech?
I'm not saying that he's right about everything. I think some of the stuff he just says.
Not, but this is not, but he's not an intellectual. But he's not provocateur.
He's not. He's not
big word.
I know, but
he's
French.
Yeah, but he was dying to use it, and he wanted to use a different voice too. He wanted to say
provocateur.
Yeah, exactly. Some French accent. Yeah. Listen, I think he's not saying hate speech. He's very calmly, and he's a great speaker. He has a lot of charisma, a lot of stage presence. He's a gay man. He sleeps with mainly black guys. He's hooked into Hollywood, and he knows a lot of famous people on the right side. And if someone confronts him, he's willing to have the debate. But what happens, and I get excited when I was watching these videos of him, like these people would stand up and start yelling shit, and he'd be like, okay, what's your question, darling? He calls them darling, which I fucking love. I love when gay guys call men darling. What is your question? He just acts like a fucking old queen. And they would just falter. They're just screaming shit that they were told. And
they don't know how to debate, because all these safe spaces prevent you from debating. I was a debater in college. You'd have to, like, I was on the debate team. You'd argue with people.
Yeah.
Now, nobody on college is a conservative, like on a campus. And if they are, they're keeping their mouth shut. Oh. So you have no opposite point of view to argue with.
Also, the professors are overwhelmingly liberal, and they're the people who decide who else gets tenure.
Right.
So you have this system where it's like the marketplace of ideas is dominated by the same ideology, and it's just like the bubble of those.
That's like bullying, like silent bullying.
It's not silent. It's fucking. It's screaming loud, but you're doing it in such a nerdy. It's like nerd bullying.
Nerd bullying.
Instead of taking somebody's lunch money, you're taking their right to speak.
Here's your reality. This is all they have. They have the campuses. They have lost the Congress, the Senate. They have lost the White House. They have the media.
But here's my problem.
They have the campuses, which is bad, but it's like they have nothing else.
Here's my problem.
They lost.
Is that they have? If they have the campuses, they have the future of people. They're literally molding the students that come out of schools, and it's gonna filtered down into other public schools.
This is going to be a backlash.
Okay.
I think people
you're right, but if it doesn't, you're actually cultivating fucking scores of new young people that are going to think this way.
Absolutely.
And it's going to take a long time and a lot of hard knocks and life fucking smacking them in the face until their 30s and 40s for them to realize how life really is.
Right.
Okay? But they're coming out of college thinking this way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's bad. Now, you say, we have the government, but Trump is, dude, I'm telling you, man, Trump is really fucking up.
He doesn't have an ideology.
He's fucking up. He's really he's being fucking silly and stupid. Nobody's putting him in check. His tweets are ridiculous. And it's almost like, you know, I'm a Democrat, but I'm almost like in this middle, you know, kind of conservative. And I'm like, I'm going over this way because these people are getting violent and angry, and they're not saying anything anymore. They're just saying racist and misogynist and sexist and hate speech and fuck you and spitting on people. And I'm like, ugh, fuck off.
Right.
And then Trump, but he's really just a silly fucking dummy.
Yeah.
I mean, talking about television shows. Are you fucking nuts?
It ain't great.
And SNL and everything.
It ain't great. Here's what I will say. I've never believed that the president was the be all end all. I think I don't think the president does a ton.
But,
I don't think Obama did a ton. I think he did good things.
That's behind the scenes. That shit we don't know.
Right.
What the world is focusing on, what our country's focusing on, is this fucking lunatic.
No, I know. He's you know, Obama was an amazing, if it is a lot of symbolism. Obama was an amazing symbolic guy, but Trump doesn't seem to be.
His family was great. His wife was very smart. I mean, gee, I started eating vegetables because of Michelle.
Okay, well, that's worked well.
Because of her heart.
Hey, I eat a lot of the carbs. Yeah. I eat vegetables, too.
I mean, I think you got.
I like that because I'm fat. I get vegetables.
Trump won't stop tweeting. Here's why he won't stop tweeting.
Why?
He was able to win the election because he brought people into his paradigm,
yep.
Which was social media and everything that he dominated the news cycle. He won. He always wins. You notice, like,
he bypassed the media that overwhelmingly despises him.
Yeah, he just took on the CIA and pretty much won. I mean, it's insane what he's been able to do with Twitter.
It's crazy.
So he's not going to ever stop tweeting, probably. And, you know.
But there's nobody. I mean, I always envision there's a team of people. Like, you see these movies, and, like, we get his cell phone. And there's some person that says you cannot.
They'll kill him if he keeps doing what he's doing.
Who's there?
The people that killed JFK. Like, people. What do you think Oswald killed JFK? You think one guy killed JFK? There are people. What are you, like, an idiot?
Buddy,
you're not that dumb.
Buddy, I went to the museum. Yeah. There was one window. There wasn't two.
Okay. That's
wait, are you
great.
Saying, like,
I went to the grassy knoll. Nothing there.
I'm saying that. Let
me ask you a question real quick.
Are you saying assassination or impeachment?
Both. Anything.
Do you think that JFK was killed by one person or it was a conspiracy, more than one person?
I think it had to be more than one person.
Okay. It had to be. Probably.
Joe.
Had to be.
Joe.
I think it was one person.
Okay. Oscar.
One shooter, but he probably had someone to plan it with.
Depot.
Multiple people.
Really? What about you, Lauren?
Multiple people.
Everybody thinks multiple people.
No, Joe Mackey
not
doesn't.
This guy. I mean, Joe Mackey. Hey, okay, but
I don't. I think
I've read like 20 books on it, and it's to Congress. Congress came out and said. The Congress of the United States of America.
Stop saying Congress. We get it.
Said a probable conspiracy. This is from Congress that reviewed the records and said,
God, you're
a probable.
You're like a black host.
But a Congress. 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 But Congress said it was there was a probable conspiracy. This is.
Probably.
This is the United States Congress.
Okay, I know. Say Congress again. I'm hitting with this microphone.
They did. I mean, I could see that there was part of a conspiracy. I thought he was the only shooter.
I think it could be definitely a conspiracy. I just think he's the one who pulled the trigger.
What I'm saying is there are people that can take presidents out of office one way or another in this country. It's happened to a lot of different people.
No, but they've proven the point that he could have made that shot. They proved the point that his head could still go back. You know, it wasn't back into the
but
left.
If you don't know anything about the case, if you don't know who George DeMorin Schilt is.
Okay, tell me. I don't. Can you tell me and without giving up on me? And
well, first
going,
of all,
do I have to read 20 books and have another podcast in 10 years?
Saying that something
because that's how long it would take me to read 20
proving
books.
Proving something statistically could happen doesn't mean that it's a probability, even within the range of normal probabilities for that shot.
Oh my God,
one.
You just went to another level.
No, but that's true. I mean, saying that something could happen.
Yes.
Is not saying that it was a problem. I could tomorrow become the most famous person in the world. It's probably not going to happen.
No, it's happen. Not. Absolutely. That is a fact.
But it could happen.
No.
So at the end of
the
day.
No, it could not happen.
But if you, Bobby, if you read the books, if you read about a lot of this, a lot of the stuff that happened there, and a lot of the figures that he was connected to, that were connected with the federal government.
Can I say something?
It's very weird that this guy, Lee Harvey Oswald, first of all, the Texas Book Depository, do you know what it was? It was a private company that bought that space several months before the assassination. Oh. It wasn't a school book depository.
Let's say you're right.
Okay.
I'm going to say you're right. It was a conspiracy. It was more than one guy.
That was easier than I thought. Pretty good. I am pretty good.
And the fact that his brother got murdered, too, kind of locked in.
Jack Ruby? I mean, his whole thing is he's murdered immediately, and then the guy who kills him is mad. I mean, come on.
Okay, I'm saying, let's just say you're right.
Let's say it was,
Yeah, you say you're right. Now, my problem is this, okay? Here's my problem.
Let me tell you a few of your problems. White bread.
ice cream.
Rice.
Sorry,
I apologize.
I love rice.
Isn't rice really great?
Rice is
my favorite.
It's not bad for
rice
you.
Rice is my favorite. It's my favorite.
Yeah.
No.
A good Spanish rice.
I hate Spanish rice. White.
What?
Japanese sticky rice.
No, it's good. Ooh,
yeah. Japanese sticky rice is the best.
I like it. Sushi rice.
It's the best. Sushi rice is the best.
Are you guys
arguing? Jasmine rice is good.
Yeah, we are.
Jasmine rice.
Wow.
Indian rice.
Jasmine. Fuck jasmine. I mean, no offense, but it's good, but it's not. Sticky rice. I go sticky rice, Spanish rice, and then jasmine rice.
Okay.
Actually, I go
rice-a-roni.
Before jasmine rice, I go rice-a-roni. Yeah, absolutely. Anyways, back to the actual serious topic. How did this happen?
They actually passed they're trying to pass a rule in North Dakota where you can actually legally run over the protesters. They're trying to pass off the, I forgot the term, but the reliability.
Bring it up.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I want to talk about that. Okay, it happened. That's what now. Back then, the greatest piece of technology somebody owned was an 8mm camera
right.
that got fucking 4 minutes of video.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay?
Yeah.
Grainy video. Now, cell phones, internet.
Right.
People can find out anything. The hackers can know anything anywhere. You can't hide.
It's very hard
now. They can't
now, but
do what they used to do.
Absolutely.
Immediately, absolutely. They will fucking find
but
out.
If you see what's been going on, he's at war with the Central Intelligence Agency. There's leaks all over the place. Mm-hmm. The national security apparatus is intentionally sabotaging him before he gets in. And I'm not saying Trump's even going to be a good president or that he was the guy that should have been elected. But I'm saying is he's clearly in a fight with some very powerful people.
I agree, but I don't.
And they have knocked over leaders in many other countries.
Name
they,
one.
They might just be. Go ahead.
What do I mean?
They've knocked over leaders.
Name one.
Pinochet.
Yeah, Pinochet. The Shah of Iran. I mean, this Central Intelligence
Agency.
That's
two. That's not many.
I mean, we could go through our Benz in Guatemala. I mean, we could go through a lot of them.
All right, that's
these
three.
Are coups
that's
that
many.
Have been. That's not many.
No, that's
if
a few.
If three
that's
presidents of America,
buddy, have if you're eating chips, is three a lot? Many,
but they've proved,
or is it a few?
They've,
if I you said,
listen,
dude, can I get
Bobby,
some chips?
We're fucking eating chips. We're talking bags, not chips.
Yeah, we're talking many.
But let's be
many
honest.
Chips.
But here's what I'm saying is the Central Intelligence Agency has in the past shown that they're proficient at assassinating leaders, covering it up, fomenting coups. Why they would not do it in this country, I don't know.
I love chips too. Just plain old chips.
Waiting
regular
until
chips, not
Adidas?
Ruffles. Shitty fucking chip. Oots. What? I know
don't
that,
like them.
I know they don't like them. A lot of people don't like them.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's going to be. I think maybe if they're involved, but I think it's going to be one of these fucking crazies who treats, you know, democracy, the Dems, the Libs, or whatever they fucking call them.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one of these crazy motherfuckers that just takes him the fuck out.
Or they might just be waiting until he becomes president to impeach him with these tapes,
maybe.
Right? These N-word tapes.
Yeah, how do you impeach somebody with an N-word tape? That's not impeachable.
He'll go, I don't care. Yeah, I said it.
Yeah, it's not an impeachable offense.
Yeah, he can say whatever he wants. Mm. You know?
What they're trying to do
I'll bet he'll find Obama saying it.
They're trying to rein him in. Here's the deal. They're trying to rein him in so that when he gets in that. And they did the same thing with Barack Obama. Listen, I mean, Barack Obama had this secret drone war that the CIA ran for many years. Barack Obama basically kind of went along with the program. We went into Syria. We went into Libya. We did everything that.
How many bombs were they dropping a day?
26,000 in like a year. It's insane.
And
it's
we
insane.
Didn't even know about it.
And nobody ever was like, Obama's he's so peaceful and lovely.
He's not.
No, none of them are because they're not really running the show. If the president got up tomorrow and said, let's bring all our people home, let's not have bases all over the world, let's not be an empire, let's not do this, you would see how long that guy would be out. It wouldn't mean anything.
I go to this thing in Utah. Did you find it?
The bill that I was talking about?
Is it North Dakota?
Yes, North Dakota. So Republican lawmakers in the state introduced a bill last week in the legislature that would not hold motorists liable for negligently running over people obstructing a roadway.
Yeah.
The bill was introduced in response to a year of protests over a proposed pipeline near the Standing Rock Indian Reservation.
That's great.
That's going to be,
I mean, roads are meant for travel, so.
You understand the video when that, you understand the video of that? People are going to come from Mississippi, Texas, fucking, they're just going to drive up there just to run motherfuckers over.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's elite, you can never pass that. That's never going to be passed. No, you can't pass. How could you actually pass that law where you could murder somebody for blocking? I mean, pedestrians have the right
of way. I don't know if it's that you could murder them or that you won't be held responsible if they happen to dart out in the middle of the street.
Imagine if they passed that in New York.
Be great.
Why would it be great? Don't even own a car. You'd be dead.
I like the idea that I could kill someone with a car.
Maybe his bus would get there quicker.
Yeah, yeah, the mega bus.
We have a caller, Bob, if you want.
Yeah, let's bring up the caller. Hey, what's up? You're on YKWD. What's happening?
What's up, dude? I called in not too long ago, man. I just want to talk about the conspiracy that you guys ain't talking about.
Ooh. Okay, what's up?
All right, man. Straight up off the top, Popeye's chicken is increasing in price, but the portions are getting smaller. What the fuck do you call that? What's he got to say about that?
I agree with number one. I agree, and I think Popeye's quality is going down too. Which
Popeye's used to be the best chicken.
It was
a secret. It was almost like, and they had the rice with the meat in it.
Right.
And it was a fucking. It was almost a treat
because Popeye's falling off.
Yeah, I go to KFC too. So I we agree with you, sir.
The chicken's getting smaller.
You're an Irish guy from Boston, right?
It's $13 for 4 chicken breasts.
Yeah,
I don't get that. You don't get the large dirty rice. I used to just slip down on the side. Just
how great was it?
$13.
Don't say rice to Bob.
How great was dirty rice though? How great was dirty rice?
That's a slur, Bob. You can't say that.
Oh, you get some of that hot sauce on that dirty rice? Come on, man.
Oh, it's so good.
I'll eat that whole cup of dirty rice, just the rice. Oh, I love the chicken.
So Kennedy assassination and Popeye's chicken.
Both very sad days for this country.
Look, some people have some priorities are different, okay? All right, let it roll.
Right.
How about the biscuits, though? Did you ever have the po' boy at Popeye's?
This guy works for Popeye.
No, I never had that. But did you know that they got a guy, like if you go to the South and eat Popeye's, there's a dude, he just makes the biscuits. It's only like a Southern thing, though. Like, not all the Popeye's got it. There's a dude, and you go in there, he's got a little hat, and he's got his own little corner of the store. And he just slowly makes those biscuits all day, and they're fucking slapping.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That makes me hungry right now. Did you ever have a po' boy chicken sandwich at Popeye's?
No, I never had it again.
Buddy, listen, man. Me and Chris Scopa one day stopped at one of the Popeye's at a rest stop, and they had the po' boy. It was the best fucking chicken sandwich I've ever had. I've dreamed about it.
Clams on it and shit, or just chicken?
Chicken. Clams and chicken? What are you, fucking nuts?
Po' boys usually have shrimp. He's right.
Shrimp, but not clams.
With the chicken together?
Yeah, you don't put clams on chicken.
You can get a fried oyster one.
You can't get fucking oysters and chicken, man.
I'm not saying and chicken.
All right, that's what we're talking about. What's that?
Do they still make those at Popeye's? Can I get those?
Yeah, you can go get one.
The best chicken sandwich
How about this, though? What about the fact that they stopped fucking with the spicy McChicken at McDonald's? You can't find them nowhere now.
I'll tell you why. Because everybody's complaining. McDonald's is going down the hill. They're not making money because they're...
And it used to be legitimately spicy, and then they started fucking it up. They got less
You
got
to go to Wendy's. You got to go to Wendy's. You
got to go to something healthier, sir.
You got to go to Wendy's or go to KFC.
I try to go to
Wendy's. KFC is
the
Nashville.
Wendy's had in the 90s, they had a Monterey Ranch chicken sandwich and a gold wrapper, which was the best thing in the fucking world. Yeah.
KFC chicken, be honest, man.
What's
when
that?
You eat KFC, that fried chicken, it doesn't seem slimy to you a little bit? It's not
the best fried chicken. I'm not going to say that. Popeye's was a better chicken. And if I ever find... I Yelp fried chicken, and there's always, if you Yelp fried chicken where you're at, there's always a place that does fried chicken. Now, in New York City, on 44th Street, between 9th and 8th, there was a place, it was a restaurant, but on the side, they had a door, and they had these Haitian women, black fucking Haitian women. They had a little chicken.
Yeah.
A little chicken. They had a chicken.
Right.
And it was a
they
little...
The
it was
with their feet.
It was in the back. Like you had to go in, and there was a little door, and you went into the back of the restaurant. They cooked their shit, but these three little women had this part. Fried chicken off the fucking chain. Nobody knew it was there. It was always packed, but like you tell people this is the best fried chicken. They'd be like, I never saw it. I walked by this 900 times. I don't know if it's still there, but it was unbelievable chicken. I'd rather get fried chicken from that, like a local place, than go to KFC.
Right.
KFC's no good.
Local fried chicken, but I mean, it's But that was what was good about Popeyes. I don't mean to take back to Popeyes and sound like the spokesman for Popeyes, but it was like, out of all the fucked up fried chicken that fast food created, I feel like Popeyes, they got it halfway right. Like they got that home style.
Now, what about this?
Something happened.
What about the this? There's a bunch of black fried chicken places like in Harlem or like King's. Or
Amy Ruth's is good.
Yeah. What is it?
Amy
what
Ruth's
what
is
another?
Really
what's
good.
The other place?
There's a Kennedy fried.
Kennedy's. How's Kennedy's?
I don't know. I've never been there. You ever been to Nigga Tuesdays? They got good chicken there, too.
All right. We, sir, we have to go.
Hey, thanks, man. I mean, just talk about the real shit, Bobby. I mean, JFK is cool, but you know the chicken is fucked up, and I appreciate you talking about that. Wow. Hold it down, dog.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later. Bye. Bye. All right. Care.
He ain't wrong. He ain't wrong.
That word will still stop a room full of white people right in our tracks. We all just went, huh?
It's really hard to get people to meet me there. Like, where do you want to meet?
Hopefully Donald Trump, if he said that, was just going to that restaurant. And somehow this is explainable.
I don't know what's going to happen.
I was shocked that they didn't have worse stuff on Trump. I was amazed that there was not some video of him doing something worse than that.
You don't think they have it?
I think they have it. They're just waiting. Mm.
I don't know why you'd wait until he's the president. Like, you would knock him out before he won. Like,
because I don't think they wanted Hillary to be president.
No.
I think the people that have it probably will like, all right, let's.
But if you get Trump out, you have Mike Pence.
Mike Pence. Yeah.
You think Trump is bad? Mike Pence is Skeletor.
Yeah,
Dancing he's gonna, tweeted that. Like, he's the worst guy
he's
ever.
He's peeling his face off. It's all red.
Yeah, dude, that guy is like, forget it.
Yeah.
They must be saving it for the ace in the hole. That's like when they really need it, they're going to bust out this video. What about what Steve Harvey said a week ago about Asian men?
What did he say?
I'll play the clip.
Steve Harvey.
He's already apologized for that.
Nobody's ever said, what about, but what Steve Harvey said?
On any podcast. Even Steve Harvey's podcast.
Yeah.
That we know he has. That he did 1 week and then said, it's too much work.
Here's one. How to date a white woman, a practical guide for Asian men.
It's like frozen.
No, there's
more.
Yeah.
Well, this is killing.
What's wrong with them?
That's one page, too. Excuse me. Do you like Asian men? No. Thank you.
What?
How to date a black woman, a practical guide to Asian men. Same thing. It's the same thing. You like Asian men? I don't even like Chinese food, boy.
It's just that nobody likes Asian dudes.
Yeah.
Is that the whole point?
Right. Yeah.
Oh,
well, you know,
it's a little rough.
I had this conversation with three Asian dudes out in front of the cellar around 6 years ago. Maybe 5 years ago. No.
They were trying to date you? You're like, no.
I don't like your enthusiasm.
How to date Robert Kelly.
We were out front, and of course it was Godfrey, Artie, but in their prime, you know, and there were just fucking chicks everywhere, and I think there was a black dude with an Asian girl, and there was a white chick with a black guy, and there was white chicks with white guys, and they were like, they were fucked. We have to have arranged marriages a lot of the times because nobody wants to be with us. Like, our women want to be with white guys and black guys. They don't want to be with us. And white women won't fuck us and be with us. Black women don't want anything to do with us. When was the last time you saw a black chick with an Asian dude, like a real Asian guy? And they were like, we have to have arranged marriages a lot of the time because we won't have anybody. Because they want to fuck other races. They want to fuck the white guy, the black guy.
I think Trump's going to help them. I think that's an issue. I think Trump's going to get in there and really.
It was weird to hear that, though. And there's some.
That's sad, though.
Have you ever dated an Asian guy?
No.
Would you?
No. I've been attracted to one in high school, but I think he was half Asian. And I think he was like really tall and not totally Asian, sadly. You know what I mean?
The half is the move. Like the American Asian guy.
Swirl?
Like Steve Byrne.
Yeah.
Steve Byrne is like the perfect Asian.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like he's.
Sorry.
Yeah, he's like a good look. You know what I mean? He's a good looking. He's Asian. He's Irish, and he's a good looking guy. I mean,
But it's hard for them because they're usually short.
Right.
You know, and that takes out people like me who want to date tall people so we can look straight
and they have
ahead.
That penis stereotype.
And then the penis stereotype, that's true.
That's hard. So small penis is a I'm not doing that, right?
I mean,
no,
really.
I think it's like a micro penis stereotype.
That's not.
But
true.
First of all, you have to be attracted. You have to be attracted to the Asian guy, and then get
many,
to the penis.
First of all,
I've
watched many Asian shemales. They're fine penises.
Pull that clip, please. Pull that clip.
I'll say it again. I've watched many. Listen, the penis thing is just false. They're smaller people, so you assume they're dicks, and then you're comparing them to like some black dude.
Irish dudes aren't like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like I feel like
Irish guys don't have big dicks.
No, I think a lot of Asian cultures haven't assimilated into America as well as like other groups of people. Yeah. So I feel like maybe it's just less like Chinatown's such an insular community that maybe people aren't meeting each other organically.
Yeah.
Maybe things aren't, you know, there's all kinds of reasons why this shit happens. You know, everyone automatically says racism or discrimination or stereotype. People maybe aren't meeting each other. Somebody
is it racist though that if you're not attracted to a race?
No, I don't know.
No,
I don't think so.
They're too homogenous. They're with each other.
I think
there's a
lot of communities are very insular. How many Russian people, real Russian people, first, second generation immigrant Russian people, are marrying other Russian people? A lot of white
guys are marrying Russian girls.
That's true, but
they have to pay a good dollar for them. But
yeah, but a lot of communities that are
thank you, Deep.
Don't come into contact with each other enough. You know, a lot of immigrants live in New York or L.A. They live on the coast. They don't live in the middle of the country. Right.
They stay with each other.
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do, but it's also
self-segregation.
But my point is they might stay. You don't think a Chinese guy or an Asian guy would want to date a hot blonde or a hot white?
You're telling me some seriously. Japanese guy's not getting laid, a cool Japanese guy with the long hair and
totally.
The fucking.
Well, look,
he's got to overcome
laid,
a lot.
Dude.
First of all, the Brad he's Pitt of laid. Japan is getting laid, yes. But we're talking about the average fucking Asian guy is not. Their women want to date black guys and white guys.
Well, because they're getting hit on like so much from like all directions, so they get the
pick
of the litter.
This isn't for me. This is what they told me.
Well, if you talk with them, it's because
I never said you could speak. I said you could be comfortable. No, go ahead.
If you talk with all Asian women, they don't like dating Asian guys because it reminds them of their older brothers, reminds them of their dads who are really strict to them.
They love white guys.
Really? Yeah. Maybe. Would you ever date an Asian guy?
I'm right here.
It just depends.
You're not Asian.
I am Asian. Southeast Asia.
Oh, God. You're fucking...
I'm definitely Asian.
You're technically from Asia.
I wasn't even thinking of... Are you Indian?
Yes.
Yeah, I wasn't even thinking
we're not,
of Indian.
We're not talking... I'm not talking...
Yeah.
But no, don't mix that up. I think Indian guys, they date... A lot of girls date Indian guys. And Indian guys date...
You guys are fine.
Yeah, I'm talking about... I had a talk with fucking three Chinese dudes downstairs. Chinese dudes, and they were like,
"You stopped three delivery guys."
No, we were out front. They were at the show, and they were like, they were looking at Godfrey and Artie, and these Chinese girls. Mm. They were there. They were kind of cute, and I was like, "What's up, dude? Hit on them." They're like, "You know, why?" He was like, "No, they fucking that's they want to be with."
Well, black guys have an advantage. They're typically bigger in every part. You know, white guys are like Asians aren't. You know.
Asians are doing very well in employment and college graduation statistics. They've got other stuff happening.
Well, does it bother anyone else that it's just
higher than average
it's
income?
It's bad stand-up comedy. So many comics. Just it's like here's a racial stereotype that a lot of people have already made jokes about. I'm going to make a joke about it.
Like, what's give me an example?
Well, Steve
exactly
Harvey.
Exactly what Steve Harvey just did.
Yeah.
Well, and his example is that nobody wants to bang Asian guys.
There's no punchline.
Right.
If you're trying to say that Steve Harvey is not one of the greatest comedians that's ever lived, I will walk out of this room.
D.L. Hughley just fucking told him to go fuck himself.
Well, because of the Trump thing?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He said, you know what? Fuck you.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, that's one of his dudes. That's one of his bros. That's the guy from, you know, the Kings of Comedy. They made it together.
Right.
That show broke all those fucking guys. And Trump has said... made him go fuck you to Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
So, you want to play that D.L. Hughley?
And he said he actually there was one guy on the I forget what it was. I do want to play that. Yeah. But one guy was like, "Look man, you have some fucking it was a black guy. He said, "You have some fake negro going up and representing black people to Trump. You should have highly intelligent black people that know the issues meeting with Trump, not Steve Harvey.
That's absolutely true.
Absolutely true.
Absolutely.
What the fuck is Steve Harvey? He's got 3 game shows. I mean, in a mediocre hour.
That's absolutely
true. What the fuck
true.
Is he going to do?
That's absolutely true.
And he was wearing a wig for fucking years.
Listen,
and lied
a lot
to
of
us.
People
I don't trust people who lie about their wigs.
Yeah, I agree.
If you were wearing a wig, just say you were wearing a wig.
There's a lot of that where, like, Seth Rogen will speak to Congress about Alzheimer's, or
right.
like it's like celebrity culture has gotten into politics. I mean, we got a celebrity president, a reality TV show.
But what do you say though? What do you? Okay, you're a comedian, a famous comedian. They come to you and they go, "Look, what about this issue?" And you believe that, okay, guns. I don't believe in guns. I believe that there should be some type of law against machine guns, and we're killing. What do you do? Say no.
I think you do say no. I really do. I think at a certain point, you do say no.
I think you're right.
I think you have to say, listen, man, at the end of the day,
it's not my place.
Me speaking out on this issue is maybe going to drive more people. Like, that's the thing. People don't want to be lectured to by celebrities. People don't give a fuck. They don't want to be lectured to by people who live in 10,000 square foot mansions in Malibu, California, who fly private, whose kids go to private school, who don't ever rely on public transportation, who've never really relied on government services, who don't know how any of this shit works, who just think that everything will work, you know?
Tim's really still mad about this whole bus thing.
But that's the thing, man. It's like a really hot person going into a dating
I feel like we should
group.
Snap when you're done talking.
Yeah. A hot person going into a dating group and being like, no, I get it, man. You don't.
My advice to them would be if I'll try to write a joke about it that's funny.
Right.
That has the point I want to make. I mean, and the laugh has to come first.
Not people like, try to get me involved in lots of things. People want me to speak out on psoriasis. And I say no. I say no, even though, you know.
What about herpes?
Herpes, psoriasis.
Bus herpes?
They're all knocking on my door.
I don't know, though. You look at the Golden Globes, and it was just all over the place. Yeah. It was, you know, it was a political, you know. I mean, it was all one side. And there was people in the audience that voted for Trump. And but they didn't. They would never say.
Hollywood's not like a den of realism, you know. Hollywood's a show business, so they're gonna get up and it's a show. You know what I mean? Meryl Streep's speech about how immigrants are the ones making movies, and then she shows 4 white chicks and Viola Davis. I mean, come on, she was from Benito, Italy. She's from Jerusalem. It's like, this is ridiculous. You people. Meryl Streep deals with Mexicans when they fucking mow her lawn. They're not in movie. When's the last Hollywood movie you've seen with a true like with 2 Mexicans as the leads? It doesn't fucking happen. So who is she lecturing about fucking anything?
Oh, does that count as a problem?
I think Tim just ran out.
But I would like if I could. But if
Tim
I
just
I'm
ran
going,
out of pick up again,
I'm like, going to LA for 2 weeks in February, and then
you were talking
and
so
I'm
much
gonna,
you hypnotized everybody. In the room.
I'm gonna try to hang out Meryl Streep and fucking be like an uber liberal and be like, yo,
yeah.
I think
that's what I got to do.
Look, dude, I just like you're Mexican, right?
Puerto Rican, but I'll take it.
I mean, I think minorities. I think especially Mexicans are doing way more than they used to. Look, man, I used to go when I was in LA back in 2000. I would go to audition, and there would, you know, be me and a couple Mexicans, and I, you know, they would give the role to a guy. You know, if I had a goatee, black hair, and I could fake an accent, I could do it. I booked a role on the job with Dennis Leary as Luis. I was a Cuban guy, and they could have found a Cuban actor, but I pulled it off.
That performance I got into comedy, though.
What?
You as Luis was why I dropped out of college and started doing comedy. So it meant a lot to me. It might not have meant anything to you.
But here's the thing is that doesn't exist anymore. You know that. I mean, when they go for a minority, shit. When they go for a minority.
Well, you just played a woman on Cop Show. Right? Didn't you play Sister or something?
Sister Ping. I played Sister Ping.
There you go.
Yeah.
Wasn't
but the whole thing was that I was pissed that I was playing it.
Right.
The whole thing was that I was like, can I fucking be me?
Right.
Why do I have to fucking be?
Why do I have to wear a dress?
The subtext to that joke is Colin Quinn not believing I'm Irish. Is the whole thing behind that. Is that he's like, he makes that joke that your great, great, great grandmother got raped on the Khyber Pass.
Oh, that's funny.
There's no way that you're Robert Patrick Kelly. You don't have, and I always tell him, fuck you, I'm as Irish as you. And he's like, fuck you, you're not. And there's Sister Ping. He finally gives me a shot, and I have to play a Burmese woman, you know.
That's funny.
So that's it. So that's where that comes from. But, they're actually giving the roles to minorities now. Look at any show. Mm-hmm. Look at the shows on the CW. Look at any of these shows with superheroes. It's fucking, it's like the Benetton ads.
Yeah.
There's gays and there's blacks and there's, you know, lesbians and there's, you know, the only thing they don't have is transvestites. Soon. They don't have trannies or, right, you know, transsexuals at all.
That'll happen.
Well, it'll happen soon. Yeah. Yeah, but it's not, they're still holding back on that for some reason. Hollywood's like, let's just chill with that. I don't know why. Probably so many guys are fucking, you know, they're going to have to go and give girls that know them a fucking job. Hey, what's up, baby? How you doing? Thank you for the job.
When I go on auditions for Spanish stuff, they're like, can you not be from Spain? Can you be Mexican?
Are you kidding me? Are you from Spain?
I'm totally joking. I mean, I'm totally not joking.
Really?
From Spain, yeah.
Really? So they don't want you, they want you to be American.
They want me to have like the Latino accent and not.
What is the difference?
Like Barcelona with the lisp.
She has a Castilian
one. Castilian.
She's like, Barcelona.
And they're like, can you be like Barcelona, you know, like more Latino. They're like, they'll
can
stop
you be
me
saying
in the middle
Barcelona,
of it,
but stabbing someone on a public bus while you do it makes us feel better.
So do Barcelona for me. Do Spanish, like Spain.
I'll be like, Barcelona, hola, ¿cómo estás? Hoy me compré zapatos en la ciudad y luego me fui a la tienda comprar helado.
All right, this is Trump's America. I don't have to listen.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, but my literally dick had a heartbeat for the first time in 2 weeks.
And then they'll stop me and be like, whoa.
Really?
You're from, don't be from Spain.
They say that.
Yeah, and I
and
think
then
they
what,
don't have
now how do you switch
Spain
it up?
People.
Now, okay.
I can't. They don't tell me.
I need you to be more Mexican. How can you do that?
It's hard. I'm embarrassed because I don't, I'm like.
Try
No,
do this. Do this to your nose.
Why?
Do this to your nose. Now go.
Oh, yeah. Okay, no, but I'll change, like, the TH, I'll change it to a
hello,
C.
I want to be.
Los zapatos, tú quieres zapato de esta ciudad? Like, you want the.
Do it.
Pobrecito, cariño, ven aquí, dame un beso.
It's a little more nasally. Yeah. Right? Yeah, it's a little more nasally. Hey, man, I don't know. It's an interesting time.
Yeah.
Right now is very. Look, the last 8 years have been pretty lame. I mean, really, nothing happened. I mean, what? What happened? We had 9/11. The fucking whole world was nuts for 8 years.
Cop shootings every year.
Right? Crazy. Now, Obama, really nothing happened. I mean, a lot of stuff towards the end. And now it's getting fucking crazy again. So it's an exciting time to meet American. I'm wondering what's going to happen. Trump is, this is going to be interesting. What the fuck happens?
It's going to be crazy.
I just wish people would stop screaming at each other.
Yeah.
Because I fall into it too. It's like as soon as you say something, someone wants to raise their voice and be passive aggressive and say some shit to hurt your feelings. So you go, fuck you. And then it's just fuck you.
Yeah, a lot of it's social media is like not, this isn't facilitating conversations.
No.
Like this isn't working.
Yeah.
Facebook's not a place to have a political discussion. I don't go on Grindr to get an insurance quote.
What are you going there for?
What? I got restaurant recommendations.
You just gave me a great idea for a new business. Grindr insurance. Yeah.
Did you ever get herpes by sucking guy's dick on a bus? Not with Grindr insurance. We got you covered. Yeah. Where did you get that? What are you drinking?
It was in the fridge.
How can I? Oh, I thought it was a lily.
I took it.
Oh, you can have it. I took it.
No, but they ever have people on Facebook, they want to make a political point.
Yeah.
But they'll talk to you like you're their worst enemy.
Yes.
And it's going out to all their friends. They're like, if you don't think this, you're an idiot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're all your friends. Why are you talking to us? I wouldn't have a real conversation with a person like that.
I don't get that. That's what I mean. You can literally, I am willing to hear you and learn. And if you make sense, I will. I can change my point of view. I am okay with. I am not just. This is the way it is. Fuck you.
Yeah.
If you're yelling at me, calling me names, I want to go fuck yourself.
Yeah. Whenever someone writes, if you don't agree with this, unfollow me. I don't even read what they say.
I just
unfollow them.
Right. It's
like, I never go on anyone else's page on Facebook except my own page.
That's pretty much what I do too.
I never,
just to promote.
I just write shit.
But then you find out your
funny.
Best friend had a baby, and you're like, "Oh shit!"
I don't give a
shit.
Who cares?
I follow a lot of people on both sides. I like to see what they're doing because I don't know like a lot about this. I really
don't.
What
I'm trying to do is I think it's interesting if you ignore all of it for like a week.
Okay.
Just do this. Ignore it for a week.
Take a bus.
Your head starts to reset.
Right.
And then the way you perceive information starts to change.
Yeah.
And you read an actual article. Yeah. And then you think about it. And form your own thoughts without being fucking inundated with like the girl you knew because she was friends of your cousin who's now on Facebook who loves Nazis. And you're like, so just I think that if you get the noise out of your head, you can fucking come to some conclusions on your own.
I agree with you. I think that you get away from it for a little bit is good. But when I pick people to follow, I pick right and left and down the middle, and then I pick a bunch of people that, you know, do silly shit with their kids, which makes me laugh. I like Facebook. It makes me...
You don't follow me on Facebook. You follow me on Instagram, not on Facebook.
Oh, really? I'd like to follow you.
I get thousands of likes. I'm incredibly, very funny on Facebook.
Well, I don't want to follow you now because legendary. You don't need me.
Yeah, but do you have kids?
I really don't. I don't have kids.
Do you like rice?
No, I do. I like food. There's certain food things that I follow on Facebook. Mm. I think Facebook is the best out of all of them. And people
I don't like it.
And I'll tell you why.
What do you like, Twitter?
I mean, I don't like
Twitter
to go on
sucks.
Facebook and then suddenly I'm forced to read.
You're not
all
though.
This
you
stuff?
Can unlike stuff and you can skip it. You don't really have. You're not forced to do anything. The reason why I like Facebook, Instagram is photos and these little videos.
They're fun.
And it's fun visually like but it also bums me out because it's usually somebody at a bigger theater than me and it's sold out and you know they've been doing it less than me and they're like you know just turning and there's a mass. Hey, what's up? And it's okay. Yeah. I need to see that. You know, fucking nine comics at a festival. No, because I don't follow it. I don't put it on my feed. Mm. Okay. And Twitter is just annoyance. It's just
Twitter's
fucking horseshit. It's so dead. I'm glad they're firing people. Fuck you for being so elite and not adding an edit button. So when I fucking put the wrong urine, I have to delete the whole thing. It's already out there. You cunts. Okay. So fuck them. They're done. Facebook. Mm. I follow a bunch of people. And there's a lot of stuff you can read. Like, people will go on Facebook and just lay out their heart in a, like, not a blog, but just a post. And you're like, I've read shit where I'm like, that's fucking crazy amazing. I can't believe they just wrote that. And it affects me. And actually, I add shit to my life from that. I see people do shit, and I'm like, "You're a fucking moron." There's a lot of videos up there of the right and the left doing fucked up shit. I just saw a whole thing about the progression of Hitler, and it was so interesting to see when someone said he's like Hitler. It's like, okay, when you see the progression of Hitler and what he actually did, it's very similar. Of course, it's not the same, and he's not he doesn't want to kill people and murder people because they don't like him. I mean, he might block them or tell them they're assholes or they're losers. He's not going to gas people, but it is a weird similarity how he became powerful. Shit like that amazes me because I don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking know that shit. Tim's a very smart, educated guy. There's people that are very smart and educated.
So is Joel.
Yeah,
I didn't say that. I didn't say that.
Hello?
That was Joe. Said, Carmen, you're not.
I'm fluent in Spanish. Does that count for something?
That's because you're
Castilian
from there.
Spanish.
Yeah.
It's useless in a vision.
it's lispy. We don't like it.
Por favor.
I don't. You think you're smart
no,
in politics?
No, I'm not. No, but I was good at math. God, that should count for something.
What does math do for you?
I don't know. Stop it. I'm smart in different
things.
You
gotta watch the D.L. Hughley clip. We never watched that.
What is it?
The one he tells Steve Harvey to go fuck himself.
Okay,
I do want to see
it. Did you get it?
Yep.
I do want to see this.
It's very funny.
It is me that to convince black people that Donald Trump cares about them, he takes pictures with celebrities. It's amazing to me. If Donald Trump cared about black people, he wouldn't have denigrated the president with those claims of birtherism. He wouldn't have stoked fears and racist fears of saying this man is less than or is not one of us to become president. If Donald Trump cared about the concerns of black people, he wouldn't have, in the debates, talked about bringing back stop and frisk. If Donald Trump cared about black people, Jeff Sessions would most certainly would not be his pick to head the Justice Department. Donald Trump takes pictures with black people. Having a comedian and a rapper and a football player out to talk about the concerns of the community. You know why you have a comedian, a rapper, and a football player out to talk about the concerns of the community? Because that's the positions you're used to seeing us in. You would rather see a football player, a rapper, and a comedian. You'd rather have black people be football players, comedians, and rappers than the president. You'd rather see us run the ball than run the country. That's why you do it. I ain't gonna never forget what you said about this man and how you got where you are. Some people might, but I never will. I'll never forget how you denigrated his family. I'll never forget how you stoked fears. Fuck you now and fuck you forever.
Maybe he didn't say fuck you to Steve Harvey. Maybe that's not the clip. I thought I saw him say fuck you to Steve. But look, man, it's like, all right, first of all, D.L. Hughley has the best teeth and mouth in the business.
And glasses.
He's just a...
And towel.
He's better looking with age. God damn, what a good looking man he is. But he's fucking angry again. It's like, dude, you're coming from... I get it, but chill the fuck out.
It's also like he's a comedian talking about...
Yeah, why?
A comedian.
You're saying we shouldn't listen to you. Yeah. That's what you're saying.
Right. That's the other point.
Like, why the fuck are we... If you're saying fuck comedians, actors, and we know
but
nothing,
it's also like you
why the fuck am I listening
to you? Denigrate
to
Obama. It's like, dude, it's politics. It's what they do. People that denigrate Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton, they denigrate the Bush. Everybody denigrates everybody. Everybody
until they denigrate
shots.
Somebody that you don't like.
Right.
And I'll never forget it.
Yeah,
move on.
Dude.
It's show business.
Right.
It's Hollywood at its highest form. When I spoke at the Congress and the Senate... When I was a juvenile delinquent, they flew me into...
I was just about to say, when did this happen? I spoke at the Congress last week.
They flew me in to speak when I was 18 because I was a success story.
I'm here at the Congress. I'm a success story. Thanks so much for flying me on a plane.
I had dinner with Janet Reno, Robert Kennedy's daughter, and... It's fucking at the Cannon Building. It was massive. It was 200 congressmen and senators, and it was crazy. I had to get a suit. I was fucking had to speak. I had to go up in front of the Congress and the Senate and I was on C-SPAN. It was fucking nuts. But the thing I took away from it, number one, the girl that spoke with me was this Japanese Irish girl. God, so cute.
Right.
So we hooked up in the hotel later.
Is this true?
Oh, yeah. We hooked up. She was a little younger than me, too. And we hooked up in the hotel, and I remember eating her pussy. And she didn't shave. She had, like, a bush, and it just turned me on even more. Anyways, Japanese, Irish. Ooh, what a mix. But anyways, we're at the table.
Trying to remember how this started. Trying to remember where this gets back to. You were speaking in front of Congress.
Yeah. Congress and the Senate. Dinner with Janet Reno. Sitting right next to Janet Reno. And I remember everybody coming over to her. Every single person coming over to say hi to her. And she was just, hello, hello, hello. And they were all just, it was such a weird, I was like, this is show business.
Yeah.
She is Meryl Streep or whoever the fuck she is. She's a director or a producer. These guys are all faking it. And I remember talking to some of these people and they were just like regular fucking assholes. You know, they swore, they're just like us, but they know how to pretend to be this person to get the votes to be in that seat.
Right.
That's it. It's all a fucking sham.
Yeah.
The whole thing.
Sure.
The whole government.
That's where good comedy comes from. Looking at everyone and going, let's make fun of everybody.
Yes.
Not like, let's make fun of, because comedy doesn't matter. Nobody hears a stand-up routine and goes, oh, I'm not going to vote for this guy. Nobody gives a shit.
Yeah.
That's a problem. Nobody really gives a shit.
We got to settle down, man. People are getting fucking angry, and it's just becoming not fun. I know. It shouldn't be fun. Go fuck yourself. I have 30 summers left.
That's being very optimistic.
Well, who knows with medical technology?
First of all, I just talked about Popeye's chicken for an hour. I really am.
And ice cream.
I have 15. I have 15 good summers left,
right, right, right.
And I have 15 sitting in a chair hooked up to something. what the fuck?
We'll visit.
I mean, no, you won't. You won't even come to my barbecue when I invite you.
Yeah, the day before.
What do you want? A fucking month?
Yeah, I do.
Really? You want to call your agent?
Yeah.
I want to call you fucking agent. Who's your agent?
Gersh, you want to call them?
I'm with Gersh.
You are? No,
TV
you're not.
TV and film. TV and film.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
This is not interesting to anyone.
It is to Gersh. who are you with?
WME. we don't do comedy. We do other things.
What do you do?
Oh, you comedian is very interesting. WME's, they have me in the, I don't know what happens, but they always give me a coffee and a yogurt from the refrigerator.
What?
And then they say things like, we want to move you into this space. Like they go, somebody sits down, they go, I'm in the digital space. And somebody goes, I'm in the lit space. And somebody's like, I'm in the crawl space or whatever. And then they all say things about like, they're like, we really think we're going to try to create value. And I go, okay. And then they give me a cigarette.
It's great.
And then they send me on my way.
How'd you get herpes? You're so smart.
But this
it's
is
a cold sore.
Who are you with, Mackie?
I'm with Innovative Artists. Ooh. They shouldn't let the agents pick the name of the agencies. They're like, okay, we're going to be really innovative for our artists. Yeah,
then Gersh was like, just name it after me. And then you're William Morris.
My thing's like a weird hybrid of all kinds of weird things.
Yeah. I'm with CAA. Creative.
That's good.
Creative.
They're gangsters.
We're creative. Well, that's it. There you go. That's the name.
All right, let's wrap this up. This has been a great show. You guys are fucking, it's very interesting, but we could talk about this shit forever. I'm going to go around the room. Oscar, of course, you got your podcast. You didn't say much on the show, but you
told him not to.
You told me not to.
I'm sorry. I was kidding.
You did threaten him.
Yeah, you understand. This isn't Red Eye. I'm a comic. I was joking. Yeah. You can talk.
I usually stay quiet anyway.
What do you have to say?
Does anyone know this comedian, Dan Nanan, that's performing for Trump?
I actually mentioned him in the...
No, what is that?
Oh, that was the guy that was like a...
What does he look like?
Is he the one that got punched in the face?
He punched somebody in the face.
Yeah. He punched somebody.
Esther Koo tweeted that he like bought her name, her URL... and try to sell it to her for $1,000.
So what's wrong with that?
I don't know.
It's called entrepreneur.
I have never heard anything good about this person, but I've never met him.
I want to show a picture first.
I do want to see the picture.
And then I will show you a list of emails he sends to people that he hates. So this is the
guy. 100% clean comedian, yes. Dan Nanan. Yeah.
And what is the problem with this guy?
Everyone hates him.
He's a dick to a lot of people. So
he's a douche, yeah. I think.
So...
what he does is he sends emails to people that have rejected him over the course of his career, allegedly. And so he'll send like copies of like, so let's say he got an email about a gig in Dubai for $5,000. He'll email everyone on this list about his gig in Dubai for $5,000 and be like, you City Comics, you just do drugs, you do this.
I don't want to give this guy a time of day. This guy bugs me already.
Yeah. So he
means nothing to me. Right. We had a great show. We talked about fucking Trump and assassinations and fried chicken and rice and
your lady in the...
I'm starving, and this show's got me hungry.
I'm really hungry.
Your testimony to Congress.
Yeah, this guy, I'll tell you why. It just... This is crazy people shit. I don't like to deal with crazy people. I don't care. Look, I have problems. I'm a bipolar fucking lunatic. I am the nicest guy in the world. I'll snap on you. I'll fucking want to bite your ear the next second. But I know that I'm crazy, and I'll apologize when I'm wrong, and I always want to evolve, and I always want to learn, and I want to become the best person I can be every day. I think I'm better a little bit every day than I was fucking, you know, a year ago, 5 years ago, blah, blah, blah. But mentally ill fucking people... I don't want to deal with you because go get help because that's some sick shit. When you do sick shit come on, fuck off. Right is right, wrong is wrong. There's no gray area. You know it. So that weird shit where you're emailing people, go ahead, you can do it. I don't care.
Well, he's doing Trump's inaugural ball this weekend. That's
yeah,
I was
well, that makes sense because fucking who else was going to do it?
Right.
Nobody, everybody fucking backed out. Because if you are in this business and you associate yourself with Trump, you're going to be attacked by everybody on the left that's in this. And they're powerful people. I mean, people they're making songs about all the biggest, some of my favorite actors are what are we going to, we're going to be all right. Whatever the fucking song was. What was that song they did? They made a song.
I don't know.
They all the actors got
together.
Looked
at you for help. And, we're like,
his fucking blood sugar's down.
I'm gonna get so hungry.
You always would say that, like, we're going to be like, really?
Yeah.
We know you are. You should have a shirt that says that. That should be your merch. So hungry. What was the song? Do you get it?
Holy shit, you got a vote?
No, they already voted. Yeah. Celebrities make a song. Yeah, it was a song. Anyways. I don't give a fuck about this guy.
Okay.
Whatever. Anyways, Oscar, what do you got?
Just
besides diabetes. No, I'm kidding.
Sorry. Twitter, Instagram, at OG
Too
Reporter.
Far.
The
I get
scarf.
It. I don't know if the scarf. I think I should get. I literally should be fucking slapped by Oscar. That was just mean and hurtful and not funny. As you look at his little sausage fingers, get nervous. Nothing better than a chubby guy's hand. Just want to bite it, don't you? Look at it.
Not really. But
look at it. Hold it up. Hold
it's got
that.
Chorizo
hand up.
Hands.
Hold that fucking. Look at that. I want a fucking bugger. Little sausage fingers. Does that make you more hungry?
I'm starving.
I know. What do you got?
Twitter and Instagram at OG Reporter, and Geeks of New York is every Monday. We great. Release a new episode.
Awesome. What do you got, babe?
I go to CarmenLynch.com.
Such a great bum.
Thanks.
Oh, you have one of the best.
Oh my God.
You really do have a great butt.
All right. Cool. Well, if you want to see my butt, there is a video online.
Is there?
No, I did a show on Amy's sketch where I have a huge ass.
Oh, yeah.
So, but anyway.
That was funny. I saw that.
But all my dates are on my website, CarmenLynch.com. That's right. It. And I have a CD coming out.
What's it called?
Dance Like You Don't Need the Money.
Why that?
Because it's part of a joke.
Okay.
Okay?
I, no, I didn't say, I have tone issues. Okay, I'm trying to explain this to my wife.
Uh-huh.
I say things in the wrong tone. I meant that. I meant it like this. Why? How'd you name it that?
Oh, okay.
But I'm from Boston,
to
and I'm that guy. Why'd you name it that? You understand? My face is cunty, and I'm like, that's just it's tone issues.
Okay.
I'm not saying it like that, so I apologize. So in the future, just shut the fuck up and answer the question.
You know what?
I'm kidding. Oh, that felt good. Oh, everybody.
Yeah.
Let me see. Who is this?
Do you want a bar, Tim?
What is it?
Hang on one second, everybody. Hello. You're on the YKWD podcast right now.
Oh, cool.
Live.
I love this podcast.
The great Sam Roberts, everybody.
Whoa.
From the Jim and Sam show or the Sam and Jim show? What was it called?
It's called Jim Norton and Sam Roberts.
Oh, we have to say the last name?
Yeah, yeah. We prefer you say the last name.
Is that in the contract?
That is, yeah.
How's the morning show going that you started a few months ago? How's it going?
It's awesome. We're having a blast. It's been really fun.
Of course, it's awesome. You were doing 9 o'clock on a Friday.
Yeah, I think it's an improvement.
Yeah,
over,
you had the 12 to 3 shift for 2 years. Now you're doing the morning drive. Sitting.
Yeah,
in a,
yeah. My morning. It's preferential.
Oh, good word. What's up, buddy? Yeah. How you doing?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. We're just wrapping up the YKWD show. Tim Dillon's a 13-year-old girl that can't not look at his phone for 4 more minutes. So he just checked his fucking
away.
Twitter and his Facebook.
I'm doing business.
You're not big. You have half a business.
I'm doing business. A Greyhound bus confirmation ticket came through.
have you had Tim Dillon on your show yet?
No, but I think I did Red Eye with him like a couple times.
How about Joe Mackey?
I don't know if we've had Joe Mackey on the morning show yet. I've had Joe Mackey on other incarnations of my show a bunch of times, so.
You should definitely have those two guys on.
Oh my God, that was sexist.
I'm kidding, I did it intentionally, you fucking asshole. You're such an asshole.
Oh my God.
It was almost instantaneous.
I was waiting.
I know, I felt your fucking, Carmen Lynch,
hi.
Carmen Lynch on?
She's like, no, we've not had Carmen on yet.
You should have her on, man. You should have all these guys on. They're fucking the next batch. I mean, Carmen's been around for a while. She's still...
Oh!
No, very, very, very funny people.
This is the whole thing's awkward because I didn't know you were recording a podcast and I was calling to see if you could come on tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
But that's for you, not for everybody.
What
else.
Time tomorrow? I might be. You know, I have a doctor's appointment in the afternoon. I might be able to make it. Can I call you back after the show?
Yes, you can.
Who's on tomorrow?
It would just be us, and then Jim is leaving tomorrow at 10.
So then it becomes the Bob and Sam show.
That's what I'm saying.
It's the Bob and Sam show again.
And then you would need a guest.
Well, I mean, we would probably go Sam and Bob at that
point. Well, I mean, Bob and Sam is what people like.
It's alphabetical, too.
No, I don't
yeah.
know. I mean,
and it's alphabetical. Joe Mackey has a good point. He's highly intelligent, all right? Well, highly intelligent.
Probably something we could discuss in the future, but I think we probably, because Sam is the standard bearer. You
yes,
know?
I don't know what bearer means. But listen, Bob, I mean, it comes before S.
But Bob and Sam says
BS.
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 BS, the BS show.
That's true.
The Bob and Sam show would just BSing all day.
Yeah, but you know what? If we were the SB show, all the skateboard generation would be like, oh, man, those guys are cool. SB
sounds like something you get on your lip from a bus.
That's right. Yeah, no, you're right.
Yeah, all right, listen, I will call you when I'm done, all right, baby doll?
Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later, Sam.
Okay, bye.
Bye. The great Sam Roberts, who stole Opie's show. Literally. Just fucking stole it. Just right from, right under his fucking nose while he was on vacation. Snuck right in there and sat in that chair and never let go. Anyways, all right. So, Carmen, you got that. Congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you.
What's it called again? Never Be Calmer? What is it?
Dance Like You Don't Need the
Dance
Money.
Dance Like You Need Money.
Like you don't,
dance
and
like
you don't
to.
Need the money, and Sketch Fest in San Francisco next week.
What is that?
It's an it's a festival.
Do you have to do sketch?
No, just stand up.
Really? Well, then why? Mm-hmm. I don't get it.
I don't know. I guess they have a lot of sketch.
It's massive, and they have like stuff going on. Like I want to.
Can somebody please get me? Why can't I get in these festivals?
Well, don't you have an agent?
Yeah, but he apparently only books fucking east of the Mississippi. I can't get west of the Mississippi with this. He has a region. I think he's like a vacuum fucking cleaner fucking salesman. I only work northeast region. I got to say, you want to talk to Sal? He's down. He's down in the south. And then Michael's over in the Dakotas. Fuck. Get me out of the country. I should have been to fucking Europe already.
Anyway, back to me. I'll be
typical comedian.
I'll be at Acme.
I'm going
soon
there too.
After
I'm
that.
Very excited.
Really,
yeah.
I love that place.
I've never been. I'm very excited. Mm. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thanks, baby. Thanks for coming on. I love you. What do you got there, D?
TimDillonComedy.com for shows I'm doing. I'm going to L.A. in February. I'm doing some cool stuff at the Comedy Store and Improv, so check that out. I have a podcast called Tim Dillon Is Going to Hell. It is very funny. Go to iTunes.
Very funny.
People like that. It's been getting some good responses.
Yeah.
And Twitter and Instagram, Tim J. Dillon, TimDillonComedy.com. That's pretty much it.
One of my favorites, buddy. Thanks for coming
on.
All right.
Can we talk about my Twitter? Because I forgot that. At Lynch Carmen. Okay, Mackie. That's it.
Oh, thanks, Carmen. It's your show now. Let's... Oh, man, you can catch me here March 21st at the Comedy Cellar Village Underground doing my hour. Check it out. It's going to be crazy.
Are you really doing your hour?
Yeah. And,
oh, that's great.
My website is joemackey.com, M-A-C-H-I, and my Twitter, judging by the number of people who are listening to the show that have already assumed I'm transsexual.
Did they really
know my Twitter? It's at joemackey, M-A-C-H-I.
You do have a very aunt cheeks.
Well, you know, I can see the comments coming on the live
chat.
Why
would you let them see them?
You're right,
away.
I should have turned it.
Why would you let the poor guy, were they trashing you?
They liked him.
A little bit.
Oh, come on, listen,
what?
Man.
Joe is the best.
Thank you.
Joe is the best.
You're amazing.
That's the title of the podcast.
No,
Joe
I think it's
that
something
hurts
else.
My feelings. I love Joe. He's great.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. What? Shut
Chuck up. Sees. Someone says Mackie has hamster energy.
That's great. That's good energy.
That's good because I run on the circle.
Yeah. I feel like Carmen and Mackie are a lesbian couple.
That's nice. That's not bad. That's not a bad thing.
I'm not saying she's not funny. Just Joe Mackie's name is more known, at least for me.
Okay, whatever that means.
So?
Yeah.
Don't, will you stop making it about you?
Sorry, I'm not famous. Joe Mackie has school shooter face.
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's because I look young. I guess,
listen, and you got a podcast coming out soon too.
Yes.
We're not going to announce it now, but we have big news that you're a part of, and I'm very excited about.
Yes, but we're not going to announce it now.
We're
going to
do a little tease. Tease. You and a couple other guys are working on something, and we have a few big announcements here at Riotcast coming out, and we're very actually we had three. But now we have four, and the fourth one is a doozy. So I'm very excited about the new things. The studio is getting remade. We're having a lot of stuff added. We got big, huge TVs coming in and cameras and a new computer, and we have four new shows popping on this network.
I just want to say that Howard Stern is coming to Gas Digital. I don't just want to throw that out. So, throw it out. It's not a big deal, but whatever. I just want to.
What do you got, baby?
Just at Lauren Kubera.
And if you have any fan art of me, send it to YKWD at riotcast.com. If it's four, we do Fan Out Friday on my Instagram now. If you, someone just sent me a really funny one from last week's podcast, but the artwork didn't come through all the way, so resend that shit. If you have anything, YKWD at riotcast.com for me, anything for the show, send it to Lauren. If you want to come to the show,
Email me at ykwdproducer@riotcast.com.
That's right. You want to come in, sit on the show. Next week, we're doing a 9 o'clock show, I believe, right?
Yeah, yep.
So that's usually when fans come in. So please, come down, be a guest, have a drink, chill out, have some laughs. What else we got?
People can follow me at R2Deepu everywhere, and I do a podcast with Oscar, Geeks in New York. And,
yeah, very funny and interesting podcast. I love it.
All the geeky stuff you could think of.
I love it. I want to be a guest on it someday.
We'd love to have you.
Cool, thank you. You're fucking goddamn right.
You'd be the biggest thing of all time for us. But
so what do I got?
Yes, we have your dates. January 21st, you'll be at the Ridgeville Playhouse in Ridgeville, Connecticut.
Yeah, almost sold out. There's like literally 10 tickets left. No joke. I'm not just saying that. It's me, Voss, and Pete Corielli at the Ridgefield Playhouse, and it's pretty much sold out. So a couple tickets left if you want to try to get them. It's going to be a great show. I'm closing it. I'm fucking nervous. I hate it.
Oh, Pete Corielli's a tough follow.
He is a tough one, man, because he's not only is he crystal clean, it's almost like he's dirty, but he's not, because he's so New York and so Pete. He's just so fucking good. Corielli is just fucking a great comedian. Right now, he's writing on the show, on the Kevin Can't Wait, and he's one of the main writers on there, and he's doing great. But after this, when he gets his own show, he's going to fucking blow up, man. Good-looking guy, funny as fuck, and just a great guy. And then, of course, Voss, and then me. So,
January 27th, 28th, and 29th, you'll be at McCurdy's in Sarasota, Florida.
Yep, and I'm staying down there for a couple of days, going to see my pal Mike Calta, and then I'm going to Off the Hook.
On February 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, you will be at Off the Hook Comedy Club in Naples, Florida.
That's right, and then I'm going to be in Aruba.
I don't have that listed here. Well, I have... The date from the 11th.
Yeah, what's that?
You'll be performing at the Cabot Performing Arts
Center. Oh, yeah, in Beverly, Massachusetts.
That's right.
If you're a Boston fan, get your tickets now. Get you and around 10 other people. Buy tickets. Come down. It's going to be a blast. Beverly, Massachusetts, my hometown. Maybe we'll go get some fucking clams and some chowder, or maybe a fucking roast beef sandwich where you can't get in New York City. Can't get a fucking good roast beef sandwich in fucking New York City.
Well, Katz's is closing.
Huh?
Right?
I'm talking about roast beef sandwich. Oh. Boston does a roast
closing.
Carnegie Deli closed.
Oh, Carnegie Deli, right.
Roast beef sandwiches, it's a different thing. It's on this run. It's round. It's just the best thing in the world. If you ever go to Boston with me, I want to take you to Boston.
Yeah, New York City's got much better food than Boston, but Bobby's insane, so he believes that
you're out of your fucking mind. You're out of your mind.
Team New York, buddy.
I will fucking go toe-to-toe with you.
I went to that place you told me to.
Nah, buddy, I didn't. I told you up front.
It was good.
I didn't tell you it was the best place.
The bakery was
great.
The bakery was great.
Great, and the portions are big. And it had historical meaning.
I enjoyed it.
That's why you went there.
And the bakery was great.
The bakery was fucking off the chain.
I had a chocolate bomb on a bus.
So go fuck yourself. All right. I'll go toe-to-toe with New York.
All right?
What else? Anything else?
On the 18th, you will be at the Cherokee Casino Qualia Ballroom in West Salome, Springs, Oklahoma.
Joe List and I were just there. That's a fun gig.
It's a great gig.
Great.
I can't wait. RobertKellyLive.com for tickets. And make sure you become a premium member of the channel. Download the app, iTunes, and Android, and just support the show. Don't complain. Just fucking do it. I don't want to hear it. All right? We do all these shows every week. And I want to thank all you people who are supporting the show. I can't believe it. It means the world to me. You come up at the shows. You say you're a premium member. Even when you say you just listen to the podcast, because we do this for you guys, and we love that you enjoy it. And you spread the word, and you get other people into it. So thank you very much. You're the best fans in the world. We'll see you guys next time on You Know What, Dude.
been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.
Shitty jobs. Shitty jobs.
Check out riotcast.com for all of the best podcasts on the internet. And they are all free.
And they are all free.